And live from Kingston Stadium, week two of the high school football season about to get underway as tonight we've got a Class 4A non-district metro battle as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Welcome in Scott Unash alongside former coach John Hegarty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines with our reports throughout the night tonight. As we get ready for this one between the ninth-rated Kennedy Cougars, 1-0 in the season, coming off a shutout victory over Jefferson last Friday night, while the Linmar Lions come in at 0-1. Linmar falling last week up at Dalzell Field to Dubuque Senior, that by a score of 7-6. And you go by that, John, and you would think that chance we may see a one-sided game. I don't think that's going to be the case here for many, many reasons. Coaches know each other very well, and you got a big rivalry going for the 25th time tonight.
Not to mention it's an inner-city rivalry, and both these schools, no matter what the sport, always come out to compete. And I'll throw one other interesting tidbit on top of that, and that is that after you play your first game, Scott, it doesn't really matter if you win or lose. That second week of practice, it's like no other week of practice the whole season long. You make so many improvements, and I know Paul James has had a tremendous week of practice with his Linmar Lions, and he's going to make some adjustments offensively, and he's going to have his defense ready for this Kennedy running attack.
25th meeting, as we mentioned, between these two teams. Kennedy owns a 13-11 edge. They've met twice in the playoffs, back-to-back years in 1990 and 91. The Cougars won it last year 38-28. In fact, Kennedy has won three straight in this series. The last Linmar win was back in 2014 when the Lions won 29-14. That was the final win in a four-year run by Linmar. So it's been a rivalry that's kind of gone Linmar's way for a while, and now we're back to Kennedy's way for a while. They first met in 1987 at Armstrong Field, and the Lions won by shutout 19-0. The first Kennedy win was in the regular season of 91 at 28-14. So the 25th time that these two teams will go up against one another. Looking at these two squads, for Linmar, first of all, Lions with new quarterback Marcus Orr, they threw the ball 31 times last week. Now, predicated a little bit by the fact that Linmar lost their terrific two-way player, fullback linebacker Dan Coughlin. Sounds like he's going to be out for some time, if not the year. In fact, we see him down on the turf at the goal line. He's got a big immobilizer on that left knee. Good football player, and that forced Linmar to go to a little one-back read option four-wide look last week.
Yes, Paul James' traditional offense that he likes to run is so dependent on a good blocking fullback. Without that in the equation, you've got to adapt, improvise, and overcome, and Paul James knows how to go to plan B. Spread the field, get the one-on-one matchups, get the ball out in space, make the defense cover the entire field. I think that's what we're going to see tonight.
And he's got some good receivers out there. A couple big ones. Will Zarodnik at 6'6", Brandon Rouse at 6'3", out there, and some speed as well. And also very good athletes. Coy Sarsfield, we'll see him a little bit. The sophomore baseballer that they pulled up and went out for football this year. So we will see that. For the Kennedy Cougars, they were terrific last week, especially in the defensive side, giving up only 187 yards to Cedar Rapids Jefferson last week. And two running backs went over the century mark for the Cougars. And that's Kennedy football in a nutshell over the last 10 to 15 years. You run the football, good things are going to happen.
Well, I call it the road grader. They've got the huge beef returning up front, five of their offensive linemen back from last year, and they're hungry. They want to get to the playoffs this year. They don't want to have any excuses. They don't want to leave anything on the table. And they've got a great pair of backs that know what to do when they get those linemen up in front of them. Now, defensively, you were talking about that great effort that they had last week, spearheaded by Cade Parker, who just had a phenomenal game against Jefferson. But, you know, they feed off of Cade. It's not the Cade Parker show exclusively, Scott. But the rest of them look to Cade Parker, and they feel his testosterone, and they try and rise to that level to match him.
Charlie Hampner, his first start, a very, very efficient start for the senior. 7 of 12 last week for 41 yards to lead this Cougar offense. Linmar and Kennedy going at it here tonight from Kingston Stadium. And here on the pregame show, we're going to hear from both coaches. Up first, Cougar head coach Brian White, his thoughts as Kennedy gets ready to take on Linmar tonight. Welcome back to Kingston on the pregame show, getting ready for Kennedy and Linmar, and head coach Brian White of the Cougars joining me. And great start to the season. Can't ask for a whole lot more than a win, a shutout, 34 points.
Yeah, it was a good start for us. And, you know, I told the kids anytime you can win a football game in 4A football, you know, it's something to be proud of, something to be happy about and celebrate. So we were happy with the way things started. But, you know, obviously, just like, you know, the other 41 4A teams right now, you're looking to improve in week two.
You got to be happy. You went to the dark side and haven't given up a point yet.
Yeah, it was fun calling defense again. And, you know, I get back into the flow of the game and I didn't have to, you know, stay calm and think ahead. I could just be a football coach. So it was nice not calling the offense. I'm not saying I didn't listen in on it and give some suggestions, but certainly it was good to be back on the defensive side.
Well, you guys ran the ball very effectively behind that big offensive line. Not one, but two guys went over 100 yards. So that had to be a big positive for the week.
Yeah, we're excited about that, and we, you know, going into it, we felt good about our running backs, and you have to have multiple weapons anymore. You can't go into a game with, you know, just one guy, and you can't go into it with two guys either. So we know we need to expand more on that tonight and get more guys opportunities to make plays for us.
Well, you and PJ go a long way back. A lot of people on these staffs go a long way back. So you pretty much know what the other guy's going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, breaking down their film, and I'm sure they felt the same way breaking down our film. You know, we know each other real well, and we know what each other's going to do. So then basically it boils down to the Jimmys and Joes. You know, do you get your kids to play and execute better than the other team? And, you know, that's going to be the case tonight. Whoever prepares their team and executes the best, they're going to come out on top.
Well, and you got a Linmar team that's wounded too, losing that opener by 1 point, 7-6. You know they're going to come out for bear tonight.
Absolutely, and going into the season, I thought senior was going to have a good team. You know, you look around and you try to pinpoint who you think is going to be good and who may not be. And I felt that senior was going to have a good team. So the fact that, you know, they had a close game with senior and that's of no consequence. Senior's a good team, so, you know, Linmar's going to be a good team by default. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
And I think relatively unscathed, he came through last week. I think he had one big injury, but other than that, everything okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a special teams player for us, and it just took a bad turn and twisted the knee the wrong way. And unfortunately, you know, we've been snake bitten a few times now with that. But all of our starters and everything came out in good shape, and so, you know, we're relatively healthy right now, and that's a positive.
I was going to ask you about Charlie Hafner at quarterback, his first start. You know, I thought it went pretty well for that first time out there with the bullets flying.
Yeah, and you know what we told Charlie is you don't have to go out and win a football game; you have to go out and not lose a football game. So what that means is you take care of the ball. You hit the open receivers, and if they're not open, tuck it away and run. And he did a good job with that. He managed the game, he managed the huddle, and, you know, with more snaps, we'll put more on his plate. And not a lot of people know that he hasn't taken a snap in a real game since his freshman year. He played a little bit of JV quarterback last year, but, you know, last week was his first time, you know, under center in quite some time.
Well, we'll have some wind, could have some rain tonight to make it interesting.
Yeah, you know, the elements, it doesn't matter for us. We're an old-school football team that'll just get under center and run the ball if we need to. So, you know, that's fine if it rains, it pours, whatever. We're just going to play football tonight.
All right. That sounds good. Best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
We'll be back with more coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Pennzoil Synthetics. Make the switch at an Advance Auto Parts location near you.
That was an awesome game.
Oh yeah, awesome.
You okay, coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
Back in the pregame, getting ready for Linmar and Kennedy, and head coach Paul James joining me. And Paul, not the opener you wanted last week, obviously. What'd you take from that one?
Well, at times we did some good things. It seemed like there was maybe one player here or there that would make a mistake, and that would cause things to go the wrong way. But by and large, a lot of the things we were doing was in the right direction. So, you know, we just got to build on that and be more consistent.
Well, they say teams make the biggest jump from week one to week two, right?
Yeah, we hope so. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, how did Marcus Orr do in his first varsity start?
I thought pretty well. You know, he was reading the pass coverage pretty well. We had some drops, you know, which affected his overall percentage. But, you know, our pass protection was good, and I thought, you know, he's got some work to do on his reads, but by and large it was pretty good.
Chance, you spread the wealth around, though. A lot of people handled the football last week.
Yeah, we've got a number of specialty kids, receivers, running backs that can get involved, and you know, we just move people around, and whoever's in the game, you know, that's where we're going.
Good defense. Only gave up 7 points last week, though.
Yeah, gave up 22 yards passing, and I think it was 112 rushing. So overall, with the exception of one drive, you know, I thought they did pretty well. You know, and one of our key linemen sat out the second half, and he really made a difference when he was in there. And so, you know, whether or not they would have had the drive they had if he'd have been in there, who knows. But, you know, we're not real big up front, so we got to rely on people being quick to the ball.
Well, could see some rain. We will see some wind certainly tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm not concerned about that. We just need to handle the ball and improve.
And, of course, you know a lot of guys on the other sideline, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Yep. And so, you know, there's a lot of familiarity to both sides with what we're doing and what they're doing. And you know, it makes for an interesting game, you know, but thing is, when you get down to it, you know, we're just trying to get better and get our first win, and you know, who's on the other side, you know, that's kind of secondary. You don't really focus or pay attention on that. You're just trying to concentrate on your own team and what they're doing, and try to get better.
Well, what do you need to do tonight? What would you like to see, and what do you need to do to get that victory, number one?
Well, we got to continue to improve our pass reads and hit the open guy and catch the ball. Stay on our blocks on the rushing game, but, you know, we look to spread them out a little bit and see if we can't take advantage of some of our quickness.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Lions.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more after this right here on KGYM. We will take a break, come back, and have some more pregame before Linmar and Kennedy kick it off here tonight from Kingston. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as we get closer and closer to the kickoff between the Linmar Lions and the Kennedy Cougars here tonight. Week two of the season. We've got all the scores coming your way from 10 o'clock to midnight tonight with the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. Jeff Downing will be manning that. And again, that comes your way from 10 o'clock until 12 midnight here tonight as the Kennedy Marching Band making their way out onto the field. We'll get our national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. And learn anything from the two coaches talking a little bit earlier, John?
Reading between the lines, Scott, I would tell you that I hear in Paul James' voice, we've got to come out and play a great first half. We can't dig a hole and have to fight back from the get-go. We watched Kennedy lay some thumps on Jefferson that way last week. Linmar can't do that if they want to stay in this game. If they can go into halftime even or possibly even ahead, that will make this a very fun game. And as far as Kennedy goes, I think you hear a very, very confident Coach Brian White. He wants to come out right away, like his team did last week, and jump all over the opposition and not ever let them have a chance. Neither of those two coaches said those things, but I kind of heard it rolling around in their head with their comments.
Read between the lines a little bit, if you will. And of course, every game counts this year, as we have mentioned throughout the preseason and last week. And it's interesting, Brian White said, you know, I've never really had the opportunity to root really hard for Wash and Jeff tonight, but I'm going to be rooting really hard for Wash and Jeff tonight because that will help out our RPI. He goes, so he said, go Jayhawks and go Warriors.
Now, if you really want to get complicated, you've got to root for your opponents as well.
True. we're going to find a mathematician to get that down a little bit more as we make our way through the midpoint of the season anyway. We'll hear from Jeff Moss coming up after our national anthem here, and we'll get some more keys and get you the starting lineups of tonight's game as well. Among the games going on tonight in the Metro, you've got Pleasant Valley at Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight, which should be a very interesting affair. You've got also Iowa City Regina at Anamosa coming up tonight, and that should be an entertaining one. City High goes up to the Dome to take on Cedar Falls. City High with 3 100-yard rushers last week. You don't see that very often, but Larry Brown and City High got it going on the ground with Tonka Hickman and the rest of that group. And our South Gym game tonight, that is Clear Creek Amana hosting Fairfield. And both of those teams come into that one 1-0. That is on 106.3 FM. And thanks to everybody tuning in here, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, KGYMRadio.com, as well as the KGYM radio app. We have a windy night, but so far a dry night here at Kingston Stadium. And right now, we're going to stand and honor America with the playing of our national anthem with the Kennedy Marching Band. Marching Band with tonight's national anthem here at Kingston Stadium as we get closer and closer to our kickoff here tonight. And going to go ahead and bring in our third member of our group. That's Jeff Moss down on the sidelines. And sans slicker, any kind of raincoat, or anything like that. You've got a pleasant outlook tonight, don't you, Jeff?
I know, guys. That's I took a hint from Scott this week. You just got to be more positive about the weather. So, yep, we do not have any rain in the forecast right now for the foreseeable future. There's a little bit of rain. Looked like it was down around the Newton area, but nothing that we should see maybe until even later tonight. But it is a very windy evening. Wind coming right out of the south, southeast. Flags pretty stiff here tonight. The south goalposts have been moving the entire pregame. So going to definitely make the passing and the kicking game going into the south end zone a little bit of an adventure here tonight for both of these teams. But I don't think tonight, especially for the Kennedy side, we're going to see a whole lot of throwing the football. They're going to lean on that offensive line and their running game as they did last week against Jefferson. For Lindmar, they're going to have to pull out some tricks tonight. They're going to have, they threw the ball a lot last week. They'll throw it again tonight. So, but they will be heading towards the north end zone to start this one here this evening. So I don't think the weather's going to play a whole lot of role in tonight's game. It's just going to be helmet on helmet and pad on pad, guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. We'll check in with you throughout the evening here tonight. And yeah, wind's going to play a factor in this one, and we will see how it all plays out, especially, I think, as far as Lindmar is concerned, because if they come out with that spread look like they did, Brian White said they went 31 straight plays last week, running out of the spread with read option look, and that's Paul James brings that out, but I don't think I recollect him doing it 31 straight times, though.
Absolutely not, Scott. That would be something that you could go back in the history books and it would never, you can guarantee, never have happened before. But you know what? You scratch where it itches and you do what you have to do to win. And if that's what it's going to take tonight for Lindmar to be competitive against this very good Kennedy team, that's what Paul James is going to do.
Yeah, and some of the keys as we get closer and closer to kickoff here, I like one of them, and that is whoever gets out in front early is going to have a big, big advantage, I think.
I got to start with the Lindmar defense, because if they can't come up, pack that box, and stop between the tackle running plays right off the bat, it's going to be a long night for Lindmar. I promise you, though, Paul James, the veteran, is going to have some scheme defensively, whether it's a series of blitzes, package, stunting, something alignment-wise. He's going to have a way that he believes his Lindmar defense can stop this running attack. And if they can, then this is going to be a fun game to broadcast. Let's go over to Kennedy for a minute. They want to do exactly the opposite. They want to come out and impose their big offensive line, their two good running backs, all over the defense of Lindmar. And if they can do that, then in the score, the first couple of times they have the ball, then it could be a long night for Lindmar. The intangibles tonight are that spread the field passing attack that Lindmar is going to have. It can keep offenses on the field a long time, or if it doesn't go well, you can be three and out, and less than a minute elapses off the clock. And that's what you don't want your players to have to experience.
Sun actually popping out a little bit here at Kingston Stadium as we get closer and closer to kickoff of this one. Kennedy in their home green jerseys with the gold numbers and the black pants and the green helmets with the gold cougar. Cam Jones with the family block tonight. And for the Lindmar Lions, brand new all-white uniforms with big red numbers. Thank you, Paul. With trimmed in black, red and black stripes, white pants with red and black striping, and the black helmets as Kennedy makes their way out onto the field turf here at Kingston. And Lindmar will be making their way out here in just a couple of minutes. Let's take a look at our starters on the offensive side of things for Lindmar. At left tackle, Cole Henricks. He is a 6'2", 245-pound senior. Left guard, Ajisa Carolyn, 5'11", 245-pound senior. Cleo Garrels is the center, 6'2", 275 pounds and a junior. Eli Gregory, the right guard, 220 pounds and a junior. Jake Morin at right tackle, 6'3", 205 and a senior. Luke Holmes will line up as tight end, and Holmes is a 6', 215-pound senior. Marcus Orr, the quarterback, second start. Orr, 6', 195 pounds and a junior. The featured back is Alex Hess, 5'10", 175, and a senior. Hess went for only 30 yards last week on 12 attempts, but a very, very good runner. And Lindmar will put a lot of passer receivers out there. Will Zorodnik, 6'6", 200-pound junior. Brandon Rouse, 6'3", 160, and a junior. Also out there for Lindmar, we will see Cameron Walker. Walker, 5'11", and a junior. Also, we'll see Coy Sarsfield a little bit, 5'11", 130 pounds, and a sophomore already committed to play baseball for the Iowa Hawkeyes. For Kennedy on the offense, the big line up front, Noah Glady at left tackle, 250 pounds and a senior. Nolan Jacobs at left guard, 250 pounds and a junior. Zach Ender at center, 275 and a senior. Connor Colby, 275-pound sophomore right guard. The right tackle is Josh Viss, 280 pounds and a junior. The tight end is Cam Jones, 235-pound senior. Charlie Hapner, the quarterback, 6'5", 180 and a senior. Malik Adams and Sam Harrison are the starting receivers. Sham Graham, Shamarion Graham, the 220-pound junior fullback in front of Caron Hendred, 5'9", 190 and a junior. We'll also see Max White, the sophomore, in there, both over 100 yards last week. Kennedy will kick it off from right to left, and Lindmar will go into the wind here in the first quarter. They'll go from left to right as Kennedy will send out Conlon Byers, kicker and punter, to get this one underway tonight. The sophomore game was won tonight by Lindmar, coming from behind, and they won it by a score of 21-10 here tonight. Just about set to get her underway.
Already is off. Ball is already off the tee, Scott. Colin Byers couldn't keep it teed up. It's such a stiff wind behind him. I can't imagine him not getting this up in the air and letting Mother Nature do the work.
Jaden Williams.
Well, off again.
Deep backs, and I think they're going to have somebody come up and hold it now. Also back for Lindmar is Coy Sarsfield. So two speedsters back there for the Lindmar Lions. And, yeah, if you get it up in the jet stream tonight, I don't think there's going to be any problem getting out of the end zone, but we shall see. Great to have you aboard tonight here on KGYM. Week two of the high school football season about to get underway. And the approach and the boot, and forget about it. This one's going to go sailing out of the end zone. Cougar defense. Both these teams play the same defense. 3-5-3. Kennedy, Nolan Jacobs, Travon Bradley, who had a great game at nose last week, and Tucker Klett up front. Luke Guido, C.J. Curry, the hybrids. Reese Monernock, Jay Oosterdorf. The outside backers, Cade Parker, the terrific junior at the middle. Sam Harrison, Makai Harris, the corners, and Michael Gallagher is the free safety. First and 10 for Lindmar. First play from scrimmage as the Lions will have it on the 20-yard line, and there's the spread look for Lindmar with four receivers, two to the left and two to the right. Orr in the shotgun, gets a snap back to throw, throws in the left flat, low and incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Zorodnik, and it'll be incomplete. Harrison out there defensively for the Cougars.
Throwing right into the teeth of that wind and across the field as well. The ball just kind of wobbled as it left his arm.
Yeah, and when you're throwing to a 6'6 guy, you want to make sure you got that thing up in the air so only they can get it. So it'll be second down coming up. Second down and 10. Sarsfield in the game, split wide to the right side. Twins that way, twins to the left. Out of the pistol, Hess on the left hip. Kennedy, 3-5 look. Here's the inside handoff on the read option to Hess, and maybe a yard. And that is about it. Coming up for Kennedy to make the stop that time, Tucker Klett, the right side defensive end.
One of the things that Lindmar is going to have to contend with is the tremendous nose guard play of the Kennedy defense. And when he sets up, he's usually nosed, edged out one side or the other into either A-gap, and he is through there so quickly that he's in the backfield immediately.
Parker showing blitz, he'll back off. Third down, long eight for Lindmar. Off the fake, Orr back to throw. Under pressure, throws in the flat, incomplete. Threw it behind Orr, or Hess, rather, as he was covered out there. Cade Parker showed blitz and then dropped off and went into coverage that time for Kennedy in a three and out, like you talked about, for Lindmar, that took only 43 seconds.
Now, this is one of the things that you sacrifice a lot of things when you go to this type of offense. And when it works, it's a thing of beauty. Maybe they'll find their rhythm on the next possession.
Kennedy should get very good field position out of this. Max White dropping back to get the punter. Rouse. Low knuckleball will take a Linmar bounce inside the Kennedy 50, and it will be blown dead at about the 46-yard line. 32 yards on that punt. Rouse coming in, averaging right at 32 yards per boot.
Well, that's about all you could do kicking into that stiff wind is keep it low, try and line drive it, and get some bounce. Friendly bounce on that really, really helped. And at least they got it back into Cougar territory, but just slightly.
For Linmar, Alex Lehman, Austin Hatfield, A.J. Frost up front for the Lions. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Linmar packing the box. Haefner coming out throwing to Malik Adams. Makes the catch at the Lion 49-yard line. Put down immediately by Connor McSparron, one of the corners for Paul James and the Lions.
We saw that out pattern work with great success last week for Haefner. I think he was 100% on that pass. And so to call that on first down, that's a pretty good call by Coach Kyle Knock.
Second down at 7. They'll put the ball at the 50-yard line. I formation for the Cougars with the receiver left and right. Here comes the blitz. Handoff, second back through. Busting through. Caron Hendren. He's got 10. He'll take it down to the Lion 40-yard line for a first down for the Cougars.
Two of the five linebackers for Linmar blitzed. One from the outside, one from the inside. And the inside blitzing backer, Scott, went right into the hole that ball was, the play was intended to run over. But he run past the player that had the ball.
Sam Starnes, Luke Holmes, Chris Smith in for the injured Dan Conlin. Cam Walker, Bridget Alcutt. They are the linebackers. First and 10, handoff right side. Hendren cut from behind and brought down. Cameron Walker from the right side went all the way across the formation and brought him down right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this is what we talked about being one of the keys to success for Linmar tonight was they were going to have to send backers on anticipated blitzes, and so far every play they have done that. They brought somebody on the inside and somebody on the outside, and that time the linebacker for Linmar ran down the ball carrier from the backside.
Yeah, Connor McSparron, a senior at one, defensive back for the Linmar Lions. Drew Strotman at the other. Safety is the junior, Troy Martin. Second out of 10, ball middle of the field. No score here early first quarter. And the handoff to Max White. And a little bit of confusion in the backfield. It looked like both backs went to the same hole, John, and White's going to lose a yard.
Yeah, Haefner had to turn around from his intended handoff position to hand that ball off to Max White. They were lucky they got that off, but the delay in the play caused the linebacking crew for Linmar to get there and meet that in the backfield.
5'9", 160-pound sophomore is Max White. Tommy Vonick coming in with the play for Kennedy. 3 minutes into it, no score. Linmar and Kennedy. Cougars with a third down coming up. Third down and 11 at the Linmar 41. Lions will drop 4. Shotgun snap. Haefner looking right all the way. A pump fake. Throws. Tipped and incomplete. As the pass intended for Makai Harris, an extra receiver. And it looks like Kennedy is going to punt to try to pin Linmar deep.
Boy, that's the kind of play, though, that I like to see called by Kyle Knock, offensive coordinator for Kennedy. They had no plays where they passed last week in week one across the middle or in that little hook curl zone where you try and get behind the seam of the linebackers and in front of the safeties. That's a good call, even though it didn't work.
Conlin Byers to kick it away. Had a good week last week, 42 yards. And now our officiating crew is going to replace the ball at the 41-yard line. And Bontrager is a head official tonight, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Linmar sends one back to get the rugby-style kick. End over end, angling to the near sideline, but it's going to go into the end zone and out of bounds. So the Lions will have it on the 20-yard line. After the punt, that goes 41 yards by Conlon Byers.
So coming out for their second offensive possession, Paul James needs to get positive yardage on this first down play, Scott. They've got to find a way to stay ahead of the chains
and not get another three and out. Very, it's the sun coming out just a little bit. It's a very murky looking picture here at Kingston Stadium right now. Lions with the ball, first and 10. Rouse and Sarsfield to the right side, Twins to the left. Zarodnik on the far left side. Pistol formation. Long count, Orr calling signals off the fake. He's going to throw. Now steps up in the pocket. Throws on the run, and it's broken up in an incomplete pass. And then a penalty flag comes in late. That might be roughing the passer on Kennedy. We'll see.
Sam Harrison broke in late on that to push the ball out of the hands of the receiver. But we have no indication yet.
Going to be on the Cougars. And that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Let's get that indication, John.
Was the hand on top of the head?
No, it was behind the head.
Was it?
Was it? Okay. Shot in the head. All right. That'll be a first down for Linmar. We'll go to Jeff after this play to get an explanation of what happened down there. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Orr to throw. Now the delayed handoff, and Hess with running room. 40. Little move to the outside. 45, and he's got about 12 for the Lion first down on the delayed draw. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you. What happened on that last play?
Yeah, just after Orr got rid of the football, he took a shot right to the side of the head, and right in front of the official. And they threw the flag, 15-yard penalty. And now after that big run, Linmar's got something cooking here. They just need a little bit of yardage to get out of their own end.
All right, Jeff, thanks. First and 10 at the Lion 47-yard line. Orr rolling to the near side. Stops. Throws up field. Ball tipped and almost intercepted. Tried to get it near side to Jaden Williams. And a couple of Cougars tipped it. And then a linebacker swooped in there and almost scooped it up.
Nicely thrown ball on the sprint out action, which is a very difficult pass for a quarterback. Now, it helped him that Paul James called that to his right, because he is a right-arm quarterback. But he does do a nice job of throwing on the run, Scott.
Second down and 10. No score, 8:24 to play. Lions going into a stiff 20-mile-per-hour win. Orr to throw. Throws on the run, far sideline. Zarodnik with the catch, and he got it inbounds at the Cougar 41-yard line.
Nice route by Zarodnik. Went about 5 yards beyond where the first down marker was, came back to the ball, and caught it with 2 yards to spare.
No huddle offense here for the Lions. At the Kennedy 42. And by the way, the new receivers coach for Linmar, we'll get to that in a moment. First down for the Cougar 41. There's that draw again. Trying to kick it to the outside as Hess, and he's brought down by C.J. Curry after a pickup of about 2 to the 39-yard line. Brand new receivers coach at Linmar. Oh, Adrian Arrington. Talked to him before the game and just had some bicep surgery. He's not happy because he can't bowl this year. He's a great bowler.
He was a pretty good wide receiver, too.
What can Adrian not do? Cougars showing blitz, second down and 8. Orr, the quick out. Caught Coy Sarsfield. Got away from one and then brought down. Good pursuit that time for the Cougars as Jay Ostendorf pursued and brought him down at the 38-yard line.
Like those little flare wide receiver screens and a super block thrown there by Jaden Williams to get that extra couple of yards. It's going to bring up a little more manageable third down, but still going to be a challenge.
Third down coming up for the Lions. They've got 7 to go. From the Kennedy 38, wide side of the field to the left. Blitz coming. Orr rolling to the left. Chased. Ostendorf got him and threw him down back at the 49-yard line. Jay Ostendorf, 5'11", 185-pound junior linebacker.
Looked like his dad there down in an Iowa wrestling singlet throwing the bigger heavyweights around. He basically body slammed him. I'm guessing dad probably taught that maneuver to him.
Loss of 11, and Linmar will have to punt it away. It'll be Rouse to punt it. Gets the foot into it. End over end kick and caught at the 22-yard line. Bringing it up to the 25 is Brantley Koski. And he'll take it back to the 33 for a return of about 10 for the Cougars. And they'll have it for the second time with no score at 6:25 to play here in our first quarter. elements are going to play a big factor in this ball game tonight.
Well, you get a windy night like this evening. That wind is blowing straight out of the south, as Jeff Moss told us. Really has a bearing on the passing game and the kicking game as well.
First down, Kennedy, 32-yard line. Haefner turns. Hendrick, big hole right side. Kicks it to the 40, 45, 50. He could go to the 40. Down the far sideline, forget about it. Caron Hendred, touchdown Cougars as he goes 67 yards.
When Caron Hendred bounces a play to the outside and gets a block like he did on that one from Malik Adams, it's tough to catch him. And down the sideline of Linmar he went. And this is absolutely what Linmar's defense did not want to do to start this game.
All he had to do, basically, he was untouched, basically. He split defenders, and that was about it. 67-yard run for Caron Hendred. And Kennedy up 6-0. Extra point try coming up from Steven Svoboda. It's on the way, and it is good between the swing goalposts here tonight at Kingston. 6:16 to play here in the opening quarter. It is Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7 and the Linmar Lions nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Kickoff sails through the end zone for the touchback, as Linmar will have it down 7-0. And John, we said it was so important whatever team scores first in this ball game.
Well, big plays are always demoralizing, and what Linmar has to guard against right now is not getting their daubers down. The offense has to come back out on the field after a very short rest and find a way to keep that rhythm going and build on what they did on that second series before. The worst thing that could happen right now is be a real quick three and out and give the ball back to Kennedy. Paul James is going to have something on this first play that's high percentage. Make sure they get some positive yardage.
Three receivers to the left side. Hess on the right hip of Marcus Orr. On first down, 20-yard line. Shotgun snap, Orr to throw. Throws, little slip screen, catch made at the 20, 25, 30. And the ball comes loose on the hit. Kennedy's got it. Coming up with it was Michael Gallagher on a big hit put on as Williams made a nice catch, went through traffic, but then got popped away.
Boy, and the disheartening thing there for Linmar is that that was a beautifully conceived play run across the grain against the defense that was caught flat-footed, and yet while it was going to pick up a first down on their first play, they turned the ball right over to Kennedy. And Kennedy, this is eerily reminiscent of the way that the game last week started against the Jayhawks. Cougars maybe can capitalize on this.
Short porch from the 32 of Linmar. Tight formation. Haefner off play action. Going to lob the middle. Man wide open. White at the 15. Corralled from behind by Trey Martin down at the 10-yard line. Make it the 11-yard line.
Well, breakdown in secondary there for Linmar as White broke through and was 5 yards beyond the free safety. Had to actually stop and wait for the ball to come to him.
We'll go down after this play to Jeff Moss, see if he saw who created that fumble there for the Cougars. We know Michael Gallagher came up with it. Adams to the left side. One receiver to the right side. Turn, handoff, Hendred. Caught in the backfield. Spins away from one. Can't spin away from the rest as Aucut was there leading the charge for the Lions. Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, there was really no fumble on the play. Gallagher just took it from him.
Oh, really?
Just got in and grabbed the ball right out of his hands and fell to the ground with it. So a great job by Gallagher on a strip play. And, again, Kennedy in business with a short porch on a Lindmar turnover.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it. See, that's why we got Jeff down there.
That's why I say that's why we're different in a good way.
Second down at 14. 5:10 to play first quarter. 7-0 Kennedy. Cougars in the red zone. Inside handoff. White coming left with some running room to the 10. Flags down. White tripped up as he got to the 9-yard line by Trey Martin and Bridger Alcutt. But this one might be coming back.
Right in front of Jeff there. He's got the officials right in front of him.
Going to be a 10-yard penalty for holding a charge to Kennedy. And that'll back up the Cougars.
It's fun to see Brian White excited down on that sideline again. You know, he took his own handcuffs off, Scott, and he just paces up and down the sideline. I can't imagine how many calories he burns in the course of a game. It's got to be tremendous.
His Fitbit's going crazy down there. Adams and Harrison to the right side, I formation, tight end to the left. They'll throw it. Haefner rolling to the right side, being chased, throws into flat. Catch made by Graham at the 15, turns it up, gets close to the original line of scrimmage on this set of downs at the 12-yard line. So that will go for about 9 to the man they call Sham Graham.
Sham Graham. That was a nicely conceived play. A little tough for a left-handed quarterback to pass, rolling out to his right. But you can see the improvement in just 1 week here for Charlie Haefner. He looks so much more comfortable back there with this offense for Kennedy.
Third and 11 for the Cougars. They've got it at the Lindmar 13-yard line. Long count, Haefner, short drop. Looking right, throws a slant incomplete. Going for Sam Harrison, the 6-foot senior. And it will be fourth down, and Kennedy will trot out the kicking unit and see if it's Svoboda or it will be Conlon Byers. Tell you what, even holding Kennedy to 3.
Looks like it's Svoboda.
Yep.
From the right hash.
Svoboda with a 30-yard attempt.
Wind at his back.
To try to extend the lead. Kick on its way, and did it make it? No. Just a little bit short, no good, and that is a win for the Lion defense.
Yeah, I don't think he got the whole of the football on that. It didn't shank or hook off to one side or the other, but he just didn't get his foot into it.
Missed 30-yard field goal, and the Cougars maintain the 7-0 lead.
Couple of scores here quick, Scott, while we've got a change of possession.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Do you have the Prairie score?
I don't. I've got Marion up over West Delaware, 21-18 in the third. Remember, that game started at 6. And out of Saints Field, Xavier up over Decorah, 7-3 in the second quarter.
Prairie with a 14-7 lead over Pleasant Valley early on that one. First down and 10, Cougars showing blitz. Twin receivers left, 2 to the right side. Long count, or on the read option. Hands it off to Hess coming left. Nothing doing. First man he ran into that time was Reese Monternock. And then Ostendorp came in to help out.
Alexander Hess on the carry.
And going to be no gain that time for Alex Hess. 4 carries now for 16 yards for Hess.
A delayed draw has worked very well for Paul James' Lindmar offense, but he's got to be careful he doesn't go to the well too often.
Williams, Sarsfield, and Rouse all to the right side. They'll send Williams in motion. They fake the jet sweep, throw in the flat, and it's dropped incomplete by Alex Hess coming out of the backfield.
Well, and that's a shame, too, because that ball was thrown right on the money. Hess would have caught that in stride and had 5 yards before an defender would have even come close to him. This is one of the things that Paul talked with you about in his pregame remarks, Scott, is our receivers and our backs have got to catch the ball. That was one of the things they shot themselves in the foot with last week. And, boy, that was going to be a certain first down if Hess catches that ball in stride.
And a late penalty. Going to be, I did not see that, but there was a hold on Lindmar. So that will back the Lions up 10.
Well, let's keep in mind the lesson we learned last week in week one, and that is that the Kennedy defense is going to come at you every play from every possible direction. You're going to have at least two of those linebackers. There's five of them. And there at least two are going to be coming from some direction on every play. You better be able to pick them up. And if you can't, you have to hold.
Lindmar, spread look or to throw. Lobs the far side, and it is caught at the 35-yard line. Coming up with it that time was Will Zarodnik, just on a fly pattern.
Boy, and Zarodnik did a nice job of basically keeping his defender at bay with a stiff arm that was not punching at all, but just a stiff arm with his locked elbow.
33-yard pickup, second catch of the night for Will Zarodnik, who caught two last week for 28 yards. First down, Lions from the 44-yard line. Trips to the right. Here is the handoff. Hess on the read option coming right and falls forward for about four to the 48-yard line. Getting up off the bottom of the pile for Kennedy, big Ethan Martin, 6'6", 310. In there at right defensive end right now. Lions with under three to play. First half down 7-0, going no huddle. Or in the pistol on second down, little more than six. Off the fake, or to throw, looks left, looks right, has time. Guns the middle, sliding catch made. Sarsfield comes up with it at the Kennedy 40-yard line for a gain of 12.
All kinds of time on that drop back pass for Orr. He just had to survey the field and had lots of open receivers. Which one do you throw to?
And right now they're just putting four receivers here to three defensive backs, and that's going to predicate a timeout here for Brian White and the Cougar defense. 2:44 to play here in the opening quarter. Kennedy 7, Lindmar nothing. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic and a filter for $32.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
After the Kennedy defensive timeout, Lindmar with a first and 10. And they'll have it on the Cougar 40-yard line, right on the left hash mark. One set back. Cougar showing blitz from the outside. Snap back, or to throw, steps up, gonna run. And is hit as he gets down to about the 36 after a little head and shoulder fake. Goes for about four that time. It'll be second down and six upcoming for Lindmar.
Timeout worked for defensive coordinator Brian White, the head coach of Kennedy, as they blanketed the receivers for Lindmar that time. And wise decision by Orr, tuck it under and run.
Got four that time, second down and six. Here comes the blitz once again. Orr in trouble, got away from one and throws it away. Cade Parker was chasing him. Max White came as the nickelback that time.
Yeah, White would have had him in the back there, but he just came through without breaking down a little too much. He'd have wrapped him up and thrown him for about a 7-yard sack.
Third down, though, coming up for Lindmar. One for three on third down tries tonight. Going against that stiff breeze here in the first quarter, down 7-0. Kennedy with three-man front, but they're going to bring some linebackers. It looks like. Third down and six. They need the 30-yard line. Down to 10 on the play clock. Pistol snap. Back to throw. Throw in the flat, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it to Tanner Frank out in the flat, and probably wasn't going to go for the first down yardage, though.
But if you're Adrian Arrington, you look at that as yet another dropped pass that was right on the money and should have been brought in.
Marcus Orr, 5 of 10 here in the early going.
Orr throws a nice ball, whether he's on the run or standing back in the pocket. Kid's got good accuracy, Scott.
Yes, he does.
He's got to get some help from his receivers.
Rouse to punt, trying to pin Kennedy. He again is going to punt into this 20-mile-per-hour wind. Snap back, rugby-style kick, gets it away, angling to the near sideline, and falls innocently behind Jeff Moss at about the 16-yard line is where they will mark it. With a minute 52 to play here in the opening quarter, and Kennedy up 7-0.
That's the fourth offensive possession for Linmar, and twice now they've gotten into Kennedy territory, but not anywhere near the red zone.
7-0 Cougars on a big play. The 67-yard Kerryon Hendren run. Officials stopping play for a moment. Now they'll get everything settled in. Tight end Cam Jones to the left side for Kennedy. On first down, give to the fullback White in a two-back set that time. He got tripped up almost immediately as coming in for the Lions was big 77 Alex Lehman, 6 foot, 240-pound senior. And maybe a yard that time. With 90 seconds to play in the first quarter, Kennedy could do so many variations when they got White and Hendren back there. So many things. Adams to the right, Harrison to the left side. Split backs this time, Graham back in there. Hafner in the shotgun, gets the snap off the fake, rolls right. Hafner throwing on the run, and the pass tipped and then almost intercepted. As flying in there trying to get it for Linmar was Cam Walker. Hey, Hafner was very close to being across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the umpire came running in at the end and actually took a look down the line of scrimmage there and was reaching in his back pocket to pull out his hanky, but he did not.
Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids, as well as KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM radio app. Kennedy 0 for 2 on third down. Third and 9. Hafner short drop. Has time. Guns the near side, incomplete. Low and away to Malik Adams. And that's a Kennedy 3 and out for the first time tonight.
Malik Adams wide open. Just Hafner couldn't hit him. Had the wind at his back. Put a lot of mustard on it. Difficult pass to catch.
Each team with a lot of opportunities here in the first quarter, but only 7-0. Walker and Sarsfield will drop. Or check that. Is that 8 or 6? Rugby-style kick. Getting it away was Byers, and this was a honey. Through the hands of Sarsfield. Inside the 20, inside the 15. Picked it up at about the 9-yard line. He'll try to find some running room. Reverses. Got a block. Breaks one. 15. Coming near side to the 20-yard line and got smashed. Ball came loose, too, at about the 23-yard line. Penalty flag is down. Now is the ball. Who's got it? Going to be Linmar's ball.
He got his world rocked on that hit.
Cody Fluhoff was out there. The penalty is going to go against Linmar. I think it was 24 who had the hit. And it was a dandy. And anytime you have that complete reversal of field, John, more than likely you're going to have a block in the back somewhere.
Yep. And the other thing that happens quite frequently is if the ball carrier goes down the sideline, he isn't aware of laterally what's coming at him from an angle, and that's what happened to Sarsfield on that one.
That was a 73-yard punt. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty for the block at the back, and Linmar will start on their own, looks like 11-yard line. With 41 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, I think the Lions will never be happier to change ends of the field than they will be tonight.
Yeah, this will be their fifth possession going into the wind, at least to start it on this first play.
7-0 Kennedy, Kerryon Hendren, 67-yard run. First and 10, Linmar at the 11-yard line. Trips to the left side, one receiver out to the right. Rouse to the right side, Orr with 10 on the play clock with one setback. Hess to his left. Parker showing blitz. He comes with it. Here's the inside handoff. Hess, nothing doing. Swallowed up in the backfield. Going to be a loss of about three. Klett was there again, leading the charge. Bradley, Parker, and Martin all there for Kennedy.
Boy, Trayvon Bradley is through that guard center gap so quickly that he actually ran past the handoff. He was through there so quick.
Lindmar is not going to run another play here in the first quarter. They will take the time on the big board down to zeros, and we are through one. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, number 9 and 4A, leading the Lindmar Lions 7-0. We'll come back to Kingston Stadium with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM Sports.
To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal fittings and tighten the strap. And in the event of a sudden rush of cabin generosity, your seat cushion can be used to grant wishes. How? By donating your airline miles to Make-A-Wish. Why? Because your frequent flyer account is stuffed as fat as your carry-on. And just like the workout clothes you packed, you're never going to use all those miles. But if you donate some to Make-A-Wish, you can give wishes wings and put sick kids right where you're sitting now. No, not in seats to Newark. Seats to fun family places. Breaks from treatments and doctor visits and hospital stays. Wishes to feel better and lots of times get better too. Push your call buttons if you feel me. Alrighty then. Well, once we reach cruising altitude, you can use your electronic device to make your pledge of miles or money to Make-A-Wish at givewisheswings.org. That's givewisheswings.org. And then move about the cabin with pride, knowing that you've made a huge difference in the life of a Make-A-Wish kid. Because wishes work wonders, people.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. Total yards through one quarter, Kennedy 106, Lindmar 81, and Kennedy with a 7-0 lead here over the Lindmar Lions, as Lindmar will have a second down and 13. And Rock'em Sock'em Robots
coming at each other, both sides are. And the thing that surprised me about that first half is with their back, the wind to their back, Kennedy was throwing the ball.
Threw it seven times. Charlie Hapner was 3 of 7 here in that first quarter.
Kind of didn't altogether abandon the road grader philosophy, but I guess when you've got the wind at your back and you want to try out Hafner's newfound skills this week, that's what you do.
Second down and 13. One set back, trip receivers. Orr gets a shotgun snap, rolls to the left side. Being chased, steps up, going to run. 10 up the middle, 15. And the 17-yard line, Jay Ostendorp bringing him down right there after a pickup of about 8 yards. Lindmar had only 10 yards rushing in that first quarter.
Well, they're being helped right now by the sprint out and roll out, tucking the ball under of Orr, the quarterback. He's making some nice yardage here, but this is a key third down play for him.
Lions were 1 of 4 on third down. Remember, they're working with the wind now here in quarter number two. Low snap, Orr collects it. Steps up in the pocket, hit as he throws, and it's picked off at the 21-yard line. Coming to the right side, 20, Ostendorp to the 15-yard line. And a turnover there for the Lions, their second of the night.
Man, Ostendorp is all over the passing lanes. He had a big pick last week to go with a couple tonight.
Pretty good catch right there for a linebacker.
Yeah, the ball was thrown right to him. He should catch that. Second turnover here in the early going for Lindmar's offense, and inside the red zone, the offense comes out.
So it'll be first down in the red zone already here for Kennedy, and on first down, up the middle they go, and nothing doing. They ran it behind Zach Ender up front. And that was Cade Parker's. They're going to go with the Wildcat look right now with Max White. Well, Hapner does stay in there, but usually when Parker's in there, that means it's the Wildcat. Only goes for about a gain of one that time. You feed that big middle linebacker. You got to keep him happy out there. I formation tied into the left side. Second down and 9, long count. Toss sweep, Hendren going to the left side, trying to get a kick out block from Jones, and trying to get to the corner and got down to about the 10-yard line. And that will be a pickup of that looks to be about 4.
Sweep to the wide side of the field, and Lindmar's defense did a great job of stringing that out and pushing the edge of the play all the way to the sideline. That's what you want. If you can't get the edge set right away and turn everything in, then stretch it out to the sideline.
Cougar is going to go two tight ends here. One receiver. I formation. Aepner under center. Long count. Off the fake. He's back to throw. Throws left side of the end zone. Man wide open. And underthrow him incomplete. Yes, Cam Jones.
Now, what's interesting about that play, Scott, and not a lot of us except the old-timers like me will recognize it, what does Paul James like to do with his tight ends?
Drag them.
Cross them.
Yep.
And that's what that play was. That was a little bit of Kyle Knock, offensive coordinator for Kennedy, saying, Paul, I'm going to throw your favorite play at you and see if you can defend it.
Fourth down. and it would have worked.
In Paul's defense, that play is almost impossible for a defense to defend. It is a brilliant call.
Timeout, Kennedy. We'll take it with him. 10:26 to play here in the first half. It's Kennedy 7, Linmar nothing. Fourth and 6 coming up from the Lion 11. We'll take a 30-second break. A 30-second break. Come back for fourth down after this on KGYN.
They have 2 remaining in the half.
The human voice. It can be sweet as music. Powerful as thunder.
And so, my fellow Americans.
Cheerful as laughter. But for millions of people, it can also be a sign of COPD. This serious lung disease can make it so hard to breathe, you often can't catch a breath or finish a sentence, let alone carry a tune. And many who have COPD don't even know it. That's where your voice comes in. If you think you or a loved one have symptoms, talk with a healthcare provider. Early diagnosis can mean better treatments and quality of life. Join us in raising our voices for the millions with COPD who can't. Learn more, breathe better at NIH.gov.
Back with you. Fourth down, Cougars run the Wildcat with Max White. He takes it in for the touchdown from 12 yards out. John started to the right, didn't see anything, cut it back, and it was Pater.
Wildcat sweep to the Kennedy sideline, which was his right, and when he saw the alley open up, he cut back against the grain like all good running backs do. Max White has great vision, and he's got a nice burst of speed, and it was into the end zone with nobody touching him.
Second touchdown of the year on the ground for Max White, the sophomore. Extra point try by Svoboda. Up and no good. Hooked it to the left. Into the wind here, and it remains 13 to nothing with 10:18 to play here in the opening half.
That's a tough kick to make. I don't care if it's just a PAT or not. When you're going straight into a wind, I got to believe it messes with your head a little bit, Scott. I never kicked, but I know that it's just like golf. There's so much mental aspect to it that it's tough to kick into that.
It is. So it stays 13 to nothing, and two turnovers in the ball game. And for the Lions, one of those led to points right there. And, wow, Valley on top of Dowling, 14 to nothing. How about that?
Now, this is from WHO-TV.
We were given fake news last week.
Yeah,
They were expecting upwards of 10,000 that game at Drake Stadium tonight. As Dowling and Valley will go at it. I'm sure it is the Dowling home game then. And they said, well, we don't really want to play at Valley's home stadium. They play their home games at Dowling.
That's right, they do.
Or at Valley, I beg your pardon.
Bo Lombardi, senior year?
Correct. Who's quarterbacking? Oh, by the way, who goes to West Des Moines next week?
That's right. These Kennedy Cougars.
And we'll talk a little bit about that coming up at halftime. Conlon Byers to kick it away, and the ball falls off the tee as Byers was about ready to move forward. And now Byers will not have the 20 to 25 mile per hour wind to benefit him.
But he may. Then it falls off again. He's going to have this held regardless of which direction he's kicking, into or away from the wind.
And they will bring in Isaac Scott to hold it. You know, playing in the backyard, the first thing you ask when this situation happens is, you better not kick my finger. Kick. They're going to kick it deep. Wendell will knock it down at about 13. Williams angling to the right, cross the 15, and drug down from a shirt tail at about the 19-yard line. And flew hopped again back there for Kennedy. 6'3", 185-pound junior.
Yeah, he's a kamikaze. He loves coming downfield, and he's their designated headhunter. He has no responsibilities other than to be a gunner straight down the field and sell out on the first man to get to the ball carrier.
And has done it very well here tonight. First down, shy of the 20-yard line, and the Lions going with the wind now here in the second quarter. Down 13-0. First and 10 at the 19. Three receivers left. One way out top to the right side for Linmar. They'll send Williams in motion. Off the fake. Over to the throw. Going to throw right. Going to get it back to Williams at the 20-yard line on an island. And gets pretty good yardage. About 10. In fact, should have enough for a first down as he gets to the 29-yard line.
This spread offense that Paul James has installed at Linmar has got so many little variations and permutations to it, and now they're putting motion into it, which it's just fun to watch. It's like watching big time college football. It's like watching a little bit of the pros, and it makes it exciting for the fans, and they get those one-on-one matchups.
Orr threw 31 times last week, well on his way to surpassing that tonight. First and 10, 29-yard line. Here is the handoff, and not much there. Taking it at that time for Linmar was Cam Walker on the little, that was almost a little wing T play there. It's going to lose three, though, as Walker takes from the 30 back to about the 28, 27-yard line.
So second and 12. That usually brings the nickel package in. And, yes, Max White is returning to the field, so we'll see here. I've got to think you're still going to see a blitzing linebacker or two in this defensive coverage.
Second and 11. Low snap. Pressure coming. Orr in trouble and thrown down.
Guess who?
Nolan Jacobs.
Nolan Jacobs has been a terror tonight.
Threw him down. And it's going to be a big loss of 10. Second sack tonight for the Kennedy defense. Into the first quarter, John Wall, 21-13 Prairie over Pleasant Valley. Third down and a bunch coming up here for Linmar. Third down and 21 back on their own 17-yard line. Watch a screen here. Or middle screen, catch made, 15 to the 20, running room, Walker turns corner, 30, 35, 40, coming to the near side, and out of bounds in Kennedy territory is Williams, I beg your pardon. And he'll take it to the Kennedy 47-yard line.
Well, that's the play going the other direction that worked so well for Paul James in the first quarter, but was called back on account of a penalty. He came back to it, and with the wind at their back, that's that little jailbreak screen that Ken O'Keefe used to love to call when he was the offensive coordinator for Iowa.
Gained that time of 36 yards. First and 10, Linmar. 8:34, clock stop, first half. Orr on the delayed handoff, juggling it, and taking it forward was Cam Walker. And he'll get a couple to the 45. That mesh point, they did bobble that for a moment. Flat on the stop that time for Kennedy after the gain of two. So Walker getting a shot in there at the tailback spot, or actually at a wing position. He'll go back to that slot up top. Three receivers to the right, Zorondik to the left. On second down and eight. Orr to throw, has time, loops it downfield, man out there, incomplete. Overshot Cam Walker, who was wide open.
Four verticals in a three deep zone means somebody is going to be open unless a linebacker can make his way downfield, and that is a tough task. That's another nice call by Paul James with the defense that is staring him, secondary defense right now anyway.
Third and eight for Linmar. Ball left hash at the 45. Here's Orr. Quick out. Catch made. Nope. Dropped. Incomplete. As Sarsfield was the intended receiver, just turned up a little quick, took his eyes off it to see where he was going.
He had so much space out there with no green jerseys around him that I think he was licking his chops in advance of pulling that ball in and securing it, thinking, where am I going to go downfield? I think I've got a whole lot of wide open space. But he did not secure the ball, and that's the second or third time here in the last couple of series that they've thrown those little flare passes, high percentage passes that just have not been brought in.
Max White to drop back, single safety for the Cougars. With the win, Brandon Rouse, one hops back to him, gets the punt away, end over end, and will bounce at the five and go into the end zone. So that'll be a 44-yard punt officially, but the net only of 24. 13-0 Kennedy, 7:44 to play here in the first half. Take a look at scores coming up at halftime.
Give you one quick one here from Thomas Park. Marion holding on to that three-point lead over West Delaware into the fourth quarter now.
Ooh. And that would open some eyes. Not that Marion is not a good football team. Marion's a little shorthanded right now, too. Kennedy on the 20-yard line, and they will go into the wind for the first time. Here's a jet sweep coming around. Koski turns it up at the right numbers and gets about four to the 24-yard line. And stop made in there for Lindmar by Drew Strotman, who stayed home nicely at that corner spot. As Koski goes for five.
Lindmar's defense has done a nice job of contain, setting the edge ever since that 67-yard touchdown run early in the first quarter that Caron Henward put on them. They've learned their lesson up to this point since that touchdown.
Adams to the left. Sam Harrison to the right. Cougars will go with a couple of slots. They'll send a man in motion. That's White. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Turns it up. Flag down. He's got a first down. Tripped up as he got to the 33 by Trey Martin. But do we have motion on Kennedy? Illegal shift on the Cougars.
We do have a penalty flag on the play.
Somebody turned up a little quick, I believe. Explanation coming down to Brian White and Dave Ernst on the sidelines.
Illegal shift against the Cougars.
And that'll make it a second down and 10. Coming up for Kennedy back on the 20-yard line. Marion will be on our airwaves next week down at Solon. That'll be on both FMs next week, and then we'll be over on the north side of Marion at Lindmar next week to see the Lions and the Jayhawks go at it. On Friday night, second and 10. They stack it in the eye, and the handoff. Hendren, right side, big hole, and then just runs over a couple of Lions. Strotman and Martin, as he'll take it for about 9 to the 29.
Man, between Hendren's full steam running, having his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet to deliver a blow, and two different defenders for Lindmar coming in at full steam, that was a collision like no other.
Thanks to Wyatt Schultz. He's up at Dubuque. We'll get that score in a moment. Here's a Wildcat. Max White takes it up the middle, kicks it outside, has a first down. He'll take it for about five. 5 minutes left, first half. Hempstead with a 7-3 lead over Washington. Hempstead lost to Davenport North at Brady Street last Friday night, 11-10.
That had to have made them very upset.
But they had the ball inside the north 10-yard line 9 times and scored 10 points. I don't know how you do that. High snap. White brings it down, looking for running room. Blitz coming and gobbled him up. Lehman got him first for a loss of 4 back to the 30-yard line.
Max White, ball carrier.
Everybody came for Lindmar that time.
There was some miscommunication on the cadence there. And the ball was snapped, and I'm not sure the Kennedy offensive line just didn't let their guys through, thinking the play was going to be called dead.
Second down coming up for the Cougars into the big wind here. We'll talk with both coaches coming up at halftime as well with Jeff Moss. Second and 14. Here's shotgun snap. White will get it. Starts to the right. Cuts it back in the numbers. Turns it up. Lowers the shoulder and got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Back to White again.
Luke Holmes, linebacker, chasing him along with Chris Smith. And they're actually going to say his knee touched at about the 33-yard line. So he'll get three of it back, and it's third down.
Little surprised that Kyle Knock is staying in this Wildcat as long as he is here. Usually they jump into it and try and give the defense a little different look, and then they hop back out of it and go back to the regular formation.
It'll be third and 11 coming up. From the 34-yard line, they need to take it to the Linmar just across the 44. Haefner back in there under pressure. Stepping up the pocket, being chased and down from behind by Lehman, who took him down for a loss of about a yard. It'll be a sack, though, for Linmar.
Lehman, one of the Linmar captains of this game, has been a beast in there tonight defensively for the Lions.
Cougars will punt it away again with that 13-0 lead into the wind. Williams will drop along with Sarsfield. Myers punt, a high end-over-ender, and the wind will just knock it down, and Williams a fair catch at the 36.
Fair catch by number 8.
31-yard punt, but more importantly, no return. And it remains 13-0. We'll let Jeff be a meteorologist coming up after this play here and see if he's taking a look at his radar here lately. And we'll see. We'll let him play Conrad Johnson here. That's going way back, John.
That's right, with the white grease marker on the glass, transparent glass map.
That's right.
Always used to give the weather in Lamoni. Remember that?
I did. Round the 36, Orr with an empty backfield, going to throw it deep right side into double coverage. Catch made. Williams got pop, but held on as Malik Adams tattooed him, or Makai Harris, at about the 35-yard line.
Perfectly thrown ball. Split the defenders in the backfield, and all he had to do was wait for that ball to hit him in stride.
They'll move the chains. First and 10 at the 35. We'll get to Jeff after this play here.
That's the way it's supposed to work when the wind's at your back, Scott.
Absolutely. Start the clock up. Just inside the right hash from the 35 of Kennedy. Deepest penetration so far. Here is the quick out and a catch made by Rouse at about the 27. Jeff, we'll go down to you quick. You checked your radar?
Yeah, there's a little bit of rain down around Ottumwa, but there's nothing out there. It's not even raining in Mason City, guys.
And amazing. You're happy about that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And the wind has died down quite a bit from how we started the game.
Still blowing a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Second down and two. From the right hash at the Kennedy 27-yard line. Cougars showing an outside blitz. Long count or read option handoff. Hess tripped up. Fell forward. And going to be close to a first down, but I think he's going to be about a half a yard short. Linmar's got Kennedy on their heels just a little bit right now, John.
Yes, they do. And this is the deepest penetration they've had into Kennedy territory tonight. First time that they have been inside the 30 of the Cougars.
Third down at about a foot. Or in the shotgun, gets a snap. Going to gun the right side, and Rouse with the catch for a first down at the 22-yard line as Makai Harris came over to make the stop. But it's the ninth Linmar first down to only four for Kennedy.
Yeah, the cornerbacks for Kennedy's defense are giving a nice cushion. They're about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage, and then they backpedal on the snap.
Or to Sarsfield, makes the catch, got a block, 20 to the 15-yard line, and down to about the 13. He'll go for 9. Koski on the stop, along with Graham. Just quick hitters right now for Paul James. Second catch for Coy Sarsfield tonight.
Runs hard for a sophomore, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's got a nice build to him, and he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up, get his nose dirty.
Not only a baseball player, he's a footballer. Second down, and about a half a yard. Hess on the inside, handoff, Cade Parker right there to throw him down for a loss. sniffed it out beautifully. That's going to be a loss of about three.
First time tonight we've seen him get a tackle for the loss, and as he characteristically does, gets up in an attempt to get his teammates up. He looks over at the Kennedy sideline, and he gives the old King Kong thump on the breastplate of his shoulder pads.
Third down, a little less than five for the 17. 13-0 Kennedy, minute 37, clock running, second quarter. Orr lobs the left side, going for Zarodnik, broken up, incomplete. But there is a flag down, and it's going to be interference on the Cougars. Brian White coming out. They're going to say that he pushed him out of bounds. Jeff Moss is right there. And Brian White is not going to win this argument.
Well, Jeff's getting the whole earful on this.
All right. Jeff, the confab is broken up, and can you give us the PG version of what happened?
It stayed pretty PG anyway, but I think what Coach White was saying is that he ran out of bounds, and the defender just stayed in bounds and just boxed him out, but the official said that he was pushed out of bounds, and that's where the PI came from.
Now, wait a minute. The officials have not marked it. Now, there was a penalty, right, John?
Or did the flag was on the ground, but I'll go one further and say that I don't even think that was a catchable ball, and a lot of times they will pick it up if they determine it was not a catchable ball.
Now, it still says third down on the board and on the box. Blitz coming, or throws in the flat, incomplete to Hess, as Bradley absolutely pancaked him along with Cam Jones.
Boy, Trayvon Bradley got through that center guard gap and just took Orr to his back.
Tell you, I am lost because I don't know what happened on that play.
They had to
do a do-over. Had to be a pickup. And we're going to get a Lion timeout with a minute 24 to play here in the first half. 13-0 Kennedy. But dare I say, I think Linmar is going to have the advantage in most statistical categories coming up here in the first half.
Well, this is their deepest penetration of the night. They are inside the Kennedy red zone. And with a minute 24 before halftime, they know, Paul James and his staff know, they've got to find a way to come away with points on this possession and don't go into halftime with the goose egg still up there under the Linmar.
Not sure. It'll be interesting to hear from both coaches at halftime.
You know, let's go back to that pass play again, though, that evidently the flag was picked up for. We don't have video replay, but we all had a good view of that. And I think Brian White, from my vantage point, has a point in that I thought Zarodnik did go out of bounds. I don't think he was pushed out of bounds, but that ball was thrown so high as to not be catchable, and I know that might be the determining factor on why that got picked up.
So it'll be fourth down, and the Lions, are they going to go for it, or are they going to kick the field goal? With the win, nope. They are going to go for it. First fourth down try tonight. Orr with Hess on his left hip. Minute 24 to play first half. Twins left, Twins to the right side. Fourth down, blitz coming. Delayed blitz. Orr in trouble and lost the football. Loose, picked up 30-yard line by Kennedy's defense. Max White picks it up. No one's going to catch him. 70 yards the other way for a Kennedy defensive touchdown.
No flags on the field. That fumble for a touchdown will stand. Caught from behind, Orr was sandwiched basically, and in an attempt to try and stay on his feet and make something out of the play, as opposed to just going down, the ball bobbled out and was picked up, scooped up in stride by Max White, who went unmolested the entire Kennedy sideline.
The only guy that was chasing him was one of the linemen, and that was Alex Lehman. Alex wasn't going to catch him.
Right, and that's a 14-point swing in this game, folks. Linmar's going in to score their first of the game tonight, and now they give up seven.
Svoboda for the extra point. Low snap, dug out, on its way into the wind, and that one is good. Holy smoke. It's been Linmar miscues feeding the Kennedy Cougars tonight to the tune of a 20-0 lead with a minute 9 to play here in the first half.
Third turnover by Linmar's offense in this first half. second fumble to go along with an interception. This one, the most costly, in that it was scooped up and taken for the touchdown by the coach's son, Max White. Still a sophomore.
That probably hurts even more for Paul James.
Well, yeah, turnovers are so deflating emotionally for the team. But to give up a turnover and a touchdown on the same play, it's doubly disheartening. And Linmar's got to find a way to keep their Daubers from getting down right now. They're a minute nine yet from going into the halftime where they can possibly regroup. But these are the types of miscues that we talked about in the pregame that they could ill afford if they wanted to stay in the hunt with Kennedy tonight in this matchup.
Cougars to kick into the wind with a minute nine to play here in the first half as Byers has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Lions moving up a little bit. Williams and Sarsfield back at about the 15. Byers going to get the high floating kick coming down. Fair catch made at the 31. That should be a penalty, and it will be.
One of the Cougars coming downfield did not see the fair signal, fair catch signal that was obvious to everybody else, I believe, in the stadium.
So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty on Kennedy. Fourth penalty of the night for the Cougars.
That Linmar return man could not have signaled any more clearly his intention on the fair catch.
Minute two to play. First half. Wind still whipping here, and the Cougars up 20 to nothing.
This will be the eighth possession for Linmar's offense.
And when you run the spread, you're going to get a lot of possessions.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you can give up a lot of turnovers, too, and that's what they've done.
Zoradnik to the left side. Rouse, Sarsfield, and Williams all to the right. Hess will be the tailback as the Lions go spread. First and 10. Here's Orr to throw. Going to throw to the flat, and it's deflected and almost intercepted by Trayvon Bradley. Klett got the deflection. And that was almost another Linmar turnover.
Yeah, that ball went straight up in the air after the deflection and bobbled around and very nearly picked up by Trayvon Bradley.
Tell you what, 21 passes in the first half so far for Marcus Orr. 58.1 seconds remaining first half. We'll talk to Brian White here in a moment. Parker showing blitz. Here's that delayed draw up the middle again. Kicking to the near side of the 50. Hess to the sideline and spun out of bounds by Brantley Koski at about the Kennedy 48-yard line. So that'll be a gain of five. That's a very effective play when you run the spread look here.
Well, a draw is always a good play, especially when you've got hard charging blitzing linebackers coming through two gaps at a time on every play.
Third down for Linmar. 3 out of 9 tonight on third down tries from the Kennedy 48. Here comes the blitz. Low snap dug out by Orr. In trouble. Bradley got him again. Trayvon Bradley was there. The nose guard, and also Luke Guido in there for Kennedy, one of the hybrids.
He's through that guard center gap so quick, and you never know which one he's going to go through.
And it will be a loss of 7 that time for Orr. Linmar will have to punt. That's fourth down and 12 here, John. The play clock is at 11. The game clock's at 15. I think Paul James has told the sideline to take a timeout here. And they will. Timeout with 4.9. How about this? After three quarters, Michigan State 27, Utah State 24. And Hempstead has extended the lead to 14-3 over Washington.
Gotta love football.
You never know what's gonna happen.
You don't. I've proven wrong every week.
Well, here, with 4.9 to go, do you snap it and just run around a little bit if you're Linmar? Or?
The way the ball has been coming out of their possession, I don't think so.
Lions have had three turnovers. And they've led to 14 of Kennedy's 20 points here in the first half. Brandon Rouse is the punter, and he's got the wind with him here. And we'll see if that is the strategy employed by Linmar. Going to bring in Luke Holmes as an extra blocker here. Snap back, and Rouse will kick it. Very high, short with the wind. Kennedy's just going to get out of the way. It will bounce, and that will take us to halftime. Going to be about a 28-yard punt, no return, as we get to the end of the first half of play. 20-0 Kennedy. We're going to get a word from head coach Brian White coming up with Jeff Moss. If he doesn't get run over by the Palms, and he didn't. So the Cougars up three touchdowns here at halftime as we go down to Jeff.
Coach, 2 weeks in a row, two defensive touchdowns, and that last one swung the game. Linmar going in, looks like they got a chance to put some points on the board, and you get a big swing.
Yeah, that's the great thing about high school football. You know, the momentum can swing so fast, and that was a great play for us. It's a nice takeaway, and we've had a couple of those. You know, obviously, you get a big play like that, it helps you out. We still have a lot of things to do, though, that we need to get done on offense.
What have you seen out of your offensive line tonight? There have been some miscues in that first half. What do you want to shore up second half-wise?
Well, first of all, you know, Linmar's playing pretty good up front, and we knew Linmar was going to be, you know, a good opponent. And so they're doing some things that we just need to adjust to. That's the beauty of the halftime. We're going to have an opportunity to adjust to what they're doing up front, and we got to get those big boys up front coming off the ball a little bit harder.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
All right, 20-0, Cougars lead at the break over the Linmar Lions.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Thanks to Brian White. We'll hear from Paul James coming up here as we go into the second half. Kennedy 20, Linmar nothing, as we are at halftime here from Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Drop the sunscreen and step away from the grill. Dell's Labor Day sale is here with massive deals. Score huge deals on some of the newest computers with Intel Core processors, or step up your tech with the latest gaming systems, plus a wide selection of thousands of top brand electronics and accessories, all with free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Labor Day. Don't miss this summer savings finale. Call 800-BUY-DELL for huge Labor Day deals.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health,
crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. Could be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
Napa Know-How.
Peak Long Life Antifreeze is just $8.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate. It keeps your engine the right temperature, no matter how hot or cold it gets, so you can be ready for whatever crazy cold, crazy hot, or crazy whatever weather fall has in store. That's Peak Antifreeze, just $8.99 plus $5 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium, where we are at halftime. And the score, number 9, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 20, and the Linmar Lions, nothing. But that doesn't tell the whole story of this first half. Linmar's moved the ball here on Kennedy, but big plays and turnovers have dictated this first half.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear your stats and things like time of possession in addition to all the rushing and passing. But I thought that Brian White's comment was very telling on the way into the locker room when he said, we've got to get our big guys coming off the ball. And I say, give some credit to Lindmar's line, because they've come out and they're trying to get after tonight.
Yeah, we'll get you the stats for halftime coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll get you some scores from around Eastern Iowa as well here in just a little bit, as Lindmar with 9 first downs in the game to only 4 for the Kennedy Cougars. And I don't think Kyle Knock or Brian White really happy with the way especially that offensive line performed in that first half for Kennedy.
I think that the words that they will use inside the safety and security of the locker room will be a little more heated than what Brian said to Jeff on the sideline.
Kennedy scored first on a big play. Caron Hendren, a 67-yard run, virtually untouched. It took 9 seconds, one play, 67 yards. Svoboda's extra point was good, and it was 7-0. Kennedy then got a fumble but missed a 30-yard field goal attempt as the Cougars still led 7-0. And then Max White on a fourth down play. They get a touchdown on a 12-yard scamper by Max White, and that made the score with the extra point missed, 13-0. And then as Lindmar took it down almost to the Kennedy red zone, Cougars come up with a sack, strip sack. Max White scoops it up at the 30-yard line, runs 70 yards for the touchdown, and that's where we are at halftime, as it is 20-0. Take a look at the first half statistics here tonight from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Total yards, 141 for Lindmar, 140 for Kennedy in that first half.
Don't tell the scoreboard, though.
For the Lions, 137 of the 141, though, through the air. Marcus Orr, 11 of 21, and he's had a few dropped as well here tonight. Williams has caught 4 for 60. Zorodnik has caught 2 for 45. Sarsfield has caught 2 for 21. Rouse has caught 2 for 11 in the first half. On the ground, Alex Hess has carried it so far 9 times for 20 yards, but Orr has carried it for, with the sacks, loss of 16. And Walker, 2 carries for 0 yards in the first half. Lindmar, 9 first downs in the first half of play, 2 penalties for 20 yards, 1 sack, 3 turnovers, which have led to 14 Kennedy points in that first half of play. For the Cougars, 140 total yards, 107 on the ground, 33 through the air. Charlie Hafner tonight, 3 of 8 for 33 yards. White with a grab, Graham with a catch, and Adams with one catch. Caron Hendren on the ground, 6 carries, 86 yards and a touchdown. Max White, 6 carries, 16 yards, and 1 touchdown. Kennedy with only 4 first downs in that first half, 4 penalties for a total of 55 yards, 4 sacks for the Cougar defense tonight, and no turnovers. Third down conversions, Lindmar was 3 of 10 in that first half. Kennedy was 0 for 5. Kennedy did get the fourth down touchdown, so they were 1 for 1 on fourth down. Lindmar was 0 for 1 on third down play. And time of possession in that first half, Lindmar had it 13 minutes and 26 seconds to 10 minutes and 34 seconds for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Stats don't tell the whole story, John.
It felt like that was the time of possession, though. But don't tell that to Paul James, because you don't get any points for time of possession. And the unkindest cut of all, Lindmar head coach Paul James will tell you, is that he gets his offense down inside Kennedy's red zone. He's virtually on the edge of scoring their first touchdown, only to have the fumble get picked up and returned. That's a 14-point swing right there. That had to have just knocked Paul off of his chair in the booth above us. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that you can't see the 20-0 lead that Kennedy's got right now and realize that one play dictated 14 or possibly a 14-point swing in this game.
I know Paul James is not going to be happy certainly at halftime. But I think he does have to be happy with the effort for Lindmar.
No doubt.
This does not look like a team that scored 6 points last week and fell up in Dubuque.
Absolutely right. And defensively, they're doing a pretty darn good job defensively, too. I'll tell you what, it's not for lack of emotion or heart, because they're playing with all of that. It's execution, it's mistakes and turnovers, and in some simple cases, it's just not looking the ball into your hands. How many drops did the receivers have, mostly out of the backfield in that first half, that could have picked up another key first down here or there and kept some of those drives alive? I think there's probably been improvement in that respect from last week, but until they get that all put together and stop the turnovers, that's what they're hemorrhaging from right now.
20-0 Kennedy at halftime here over the Lindmar Lions. We'll go ahead, we'll take a 2-minute break, and we will come back and go over some scores here tonight on week two of high school football here on this Friday night. Back to Kingston after this 2-minute break. You listen to high school football on KGYM.
ESPN Radio is taking over. ESPN News. You can now watch your favorite radio shows all in one place. From Golic and Wingo.
Oh, yeah.
To the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
All right, I'm available every day. Thanks.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I just don't understand this guy.
To the Will Cain Show.
It's my job to tell the truth.
From morning to night, the best of ESPN Radio is now available on ESPN News.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Kennedy Marching Band performing here at halftime. Our score at the break, the Cougars on top of the Lindmar Lions, 20-0. We'll get a word from head coach Paul James of Lindmar coming up here in just a little bit. Some of the other scores, fourth quarter. This game started early, remember, West Delaware. As you said, John, they've taken a lead now over Marion, 25-21. Marion goes from home to West Delaware to Solon next week. That's a tough task right there, but the Indians will give it a go. First quarter, Liberty, their first game at home.
The Bolts.
The Bolts leading 18-0 over Waterloo East right now. And Xavier with a 24-3 lead over Tacora. That is in the third quarter. Prairie and Pleasant Valley are in a shootout. It's 28-21 Prairie in the second quarter. Benton Community second quarter, they are leading Cascade 14-12. Wilton, it's final. They beat Northeast Goose Lake 50-8. Last night, Assumption all over. They thumped Wallert last night 37-0. Waverly Shellrock a final. This was an earlier game tonight as well. They beat Clear Lake 35-7. Charles City beat New Hampton 21-9. Halftime, Highland leading Albernette 18-0. That's his head scratcher.
Yes, it is.
Halftime, North Tama leading Lisbon 42-0.
Wow.
Durant over North Cedar 27-6 at halftime. Fourth quarter, Edco big over Starmont 58-0. And what else do we have here? Looks like Turkey Valley leading Gladbrook Rhinebeck 32-0 at halftime. Wow. All right. Is that Jeff over there? No, it is not. Thought we had Jeff with Paul, but that is not.
Kennedy out of their tunnel and back warming up on the field. Lindmar deliberating a little longer.
Oh, I see Jeff. He's down there at the sideline. He's trying to head Paul off at the pass.
Yeah, Paul talked with us in preseason, remember, about possibly calling plays from the sideline, but it's good to see that he's reconsidered and gone back up to the press box, which is where he has that bird's eye view, great vantage point.
Third quarter, West Branch leading Wapello 49-7. Wapsie Valley leading Denver 31-16. That is a third quarter score. Belle Plaine at halftime over North Mahaska 56-0. It's South Hamilton early over Grundy Center 12-7. New London leading Moravia 35-0. Murray leading Collins Maxwell 40-0. And Don Bosco leading Baxter 46-6. Some of the scores that we have here up to the moment. As Kennedy leading this one 20-0 here at Kingston Stadium over the Linmar Lions. And I see Paul James. Well, he was starting to work his way toward Jeff, and then he backpedaled. Adrian Arrington coming over. The former Washington Warrior and Michigan All-Big Ten player and wherever Super Bowl ring with the New Orleans Saints. Now Paul's making his way over and get a word with Paul and Jeff Moss on the sidelines here. Coming up, Jeff, go ahead.
All right, Coach. Well, your defense in the first half has kept you in the ball game. What do you want to see out of your guys coming up in the second half?
A little bit better job of taking care of the football on offense. You know, we were moving the ball pretty well. We just shot ourselves in the foot a few times. So,
Coach, what do you think out of your quarterback? What do you see in the first half from him?
Well, he's a junior, and he's getting better play by play, so we just got to hope that it's even better second half.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach Paul James, as this Lions will look for some offense to get some points on the board here in the second half.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. And that's frustrated Paul James because he knows they've made strides from last week, but three turnovers equate to 14 Kennedy points.
Now, Paul's still going through some growing pains at his new program, and he's the kind of guy that has seen so much through the years and experienced so many different things as a football coach that I promise you he did not go into that locker room and do any ranting or raving. He used geometric logic with his team, and there was no belittling anybody or trying to shame anybody. It's just, guys, here's how we get better. Let's learn from our mistakes and live life through the windshield right now, not the rearview mirror. Got another two quarters left in this game. Do a great job here defensively to start off the second half. Don't let them score. Get the ball back. Let us go down and let's get a score the first time our offense has the ball and get back in this game.
Kennedy Cougars are going to get the ball first to start the second half, unless they take the win, but I think they're going to probably go ahead and take the football. You know, Kyle Knock, Brian White, rest of the Cougar brain trust down there said, okay, four first downs, that ain't going to cut it. Getting out gain, that ain't going to cut it. And we're going to take this ball, and we are going to go downfield running the football.
And I think he said it in a very close proximity to the face masks of his returning offensive linemen. I would be shocked if we don't see a invigorated offensive line surge from the guys wearing the green jerseys.
So a lot of things to look for as we get ready to start half number two here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Again next week, Friday night only, as we will be out at Linmar Stadium, the Lions and the Jayhawks. Jefferson leading Muscatine 6-0 right now.
I'm sure that's a very early score. Halftime from Prairie now, 35-21. The Hawks are up.
Nothing wrong with the Prairie offense.
No.
And West Delaware did hold on to get the victory over Marion tonight.
Xavier cruising over Decorah 31-3 now. And keep in mind that Decorah scored those 3 points on the first possession of the game.
Yes, they did.
I think they poked the bear in the eye there.
May have.
Jim O'Connell probably didn't like that at all, and I don't think his defense did either.
No. 25-21, West Delaware held on for the win over the Marion Indians.
Boy, and the Indians led the majority of that game.
Still a little bit shorthanded as well. You don't think... Well, as Lindmar gets ready to kick it off, might not see something. I just got an inkling, maybe a little trickeration on the kickoff.
It's possible. I think that you're really a riverboat gambler if you do that. I think you're basically saying that that's the only way we can get back in this. But you know what? It could happen.
14-6 in the big one between Valley and Dowling, with Valley leading that one. And oh, by the way, Kennedy goes to Valley Stadium next Friday night to take on the Valley Tigers. Lindmar to kick, Rouse to kick it away, teed it up at the 40-yard line into the wind. And Caron Hendrick back deep for the Cougars. They will kick a knuckleballer, gets by Koski, and Hendrick runs it down, then muffed it, now picks it up at the 5.
Oh,
wonderful cutback to the 10, to the 15, and drug down at the 17-yard line. He cut on a dime, but Dan Ho was right there to make the stop special teams-wise for Lindmar. And that'll be a 13-yard return there for Hendrick. Cougars with Charlie Hafner at quarterback, 3 of 8 in the first quarter, or first half, I should say. Harrison and Adams, the two wideouts for Kennedy. Adams to the left side, Sam Harrison to the right. They'll run it out of the eye with Graham, the fullback. Tied into the right side, they go the left side. Hand off Hendrick, short side, got a block, 30. Up the near sideline to the 40, and Alcott saved a touchdown as he brought him down at about the 47-yard line.
There is the road grader that the Kennedy coaching staff knows was in absentia in the first half.
That goes for 29 right out of the chute, and Hendrick is over 100 yards.
That looked like a bulldozer. Wearing green.
First and 10, Cougars at the 47-yard line. Offset eye, and they're going to go with the pistol look here. Hafner running the read option, same look, and Hendra twisted down by Lehman after a pickup of 1. Lehman looked like he was injured for a moment, but now he gets up.
Great first half defensively for Lehman. He was all over the field.
We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. And now Max White's going to come into the Cougar lineup. Minute into the second half, 20-0, Kennedy. Cougars working with the wind here in quarter number 3. Cam Jones tied in right. Out of the shotgun with the eye to his right. Lindmar showing blitz this time. Straight ahead, handoff, White. Cuts it to the left. Stiff arm, 45, and run out of bounds with a first down at the Lion 40-yard line. Smith, Martin, and Auchett all on the stop. And that'll be a Cougar first down. White running hard here tonight. Vanek into the ball game. Tommy Vanek, the senior receiver to the right side. Cougars go with twins that way. Hand off straight ahead, White. Kicks to the near sideline, to the 35. Breaks through a tackle, 30, to the 20, to the 15. Auchett rides him out of bounds. And another big gainer of 25. Now, I think we hit on something here at halftime, John.
Message delivered and received.
First down, 10, Kennedy at the Prairie 15-yard line. As Kennedy has taken it to the red zone of Lindmar. Graham, the blocking back, and now they're going to go with the pro set look this time. Hafner running the read option, handoff, Hendrick breaks a tackle, cuts it back, 10 to the 5, runs over a line and in for the touchdown. That was Kennedy football.
Vintage steamroller.
Second touchdown of the night for Caron Hendrick, and it's 26-0, Kennedy.
15 yards. The first 10, he was untouched because of a gaping hole. And the last five, he just put his shoulder pads and helmet down and took the ball carrier into the end zone with him.
Extra point by the Cougars. Steven Svoboda, the senior. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, and it is good. 10:34 to play here in quarter number three. It's Kennedy 27, Linmar nothing. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Pennzoil Synthetics. Make the switch at an Advance Auto Parts location near you.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The kick was brought from the one-yard line, did not go into the end zone. And Sarsfield brought down by Fluhoff, and Linmar with a first down from their own 14-yard line. 10:16 to play, third quarter, down 27 to nothing. Long count and or off play action. Being chased, flushed out of the pocket. Chased by Bradley, lobs it upfield, incomplete. Behind the intended receiver, looked like Jaden Williams. And it'll be second down. And now with... For this lead, Kennedy is just pinning their ears back and coming. This is what Brian White loves to call.
And the players love to have him call it, too. Quarterback Orr, on the other hand, is running around back there trying to make his legs extend the plays. And he had two receivers within a yard of each other there, and neither one of them could get the ball.
Second down and 10, Orr, the junior quarterback, with four receivers. There's a delayed draw. Hess up the middle, has running room, 15, and drug down from behind at the far numbers at the 20-yard line. As I think it was Ostendorf came up with the stop that time from behind for the Cougars.
Big night for Mr. O.
You can't call him the little, can you?
No, he's not too little. I suppose you can proverbially call him the little O, but...
Third down, a little more than four from just across the 20-yard line. Lions need the just across the 24. White in there as an extra defensive back. He's showing blitz. Here they come. Throwing the flat, catch Sarsfield. Cuts it up to the 20, to the sideline now, and has a first down. Gallagher making the tackle along with Klett. But Sarsfield, nice quick cut, and he gets the first down yardage.
Yeah, that wide receiver screen's done a nice job for him all night. And again, number eight, Jaden Williams, with a superior stock block out there to spring that for extra 4 or 5 yards.
First and 10 Lions, 4 out of 11 now in third down tries. Rouse to the right side, three receivers to the left. Wide side of the field that way. One setback. Orr, shotgun snap, being pressured. Bradley. Had him, lost him. Here is Orr taking it up for about 3 to the 29-yard line. Ostendorf again. C.J. Curry also in there for the Cougars.
I don't know how Trayvon Bradley can get through that quick, but he just does, Scott. He's...
I tell you what, he reminds me of the old Coach Huffman nose guards for Greg Purnell at Linmar.
Yeah, the old 52 slant.
Yep.
you never know which A-gap he's going to go through. He doesn't shade one way or the other on the center. He lines up perfectly head up. But then it makes the offensive lineman decide, which gap do you think I'm going to?
Three in the play clock, second down and seven, and movement by the Lions. Penalty flag down. The ball is muffed, and they're going to blow the play dead. And this is going to be procedure against Linmar, their third penalty of the night. That was all caused because play clock was going down. We're going to go to Jeff real quick on the sideline, and you got an eyeful of Trayvon Bradley, Kennedy's nose tackle, and this guy, he makes defenses have to worry, or offenses have to worry about him.
Well, he's super, super athletic, and he just gets up out of his stance, and it's just simple rip and swim technique all day long.
A little bigger than your prototypical nose guard. Sarsfield coming in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Flag down, tries to turn the corner, and not much. Maybe two. And he'll take it to a 26-yard line. Thought I saw a flag flying that far side. Maybe I did not. Yeah, I did. I did see that, John.
That far line judge threw it, but he didn't throw it up very high, and it was play was run right into it, too. A bit easy to miss. I didn't see it.
We'll see if the Cougars will accept the penalty, and they will. And Mr. Bontrager going to say illegal shift on Linmar. At halftime, up in Dubuque, Hempstead was up on Wash. Jefferson leading Muscatine, still 6-0, and Hempstead on top of Wash, 14-3. Second down, 17. Four receivers, three to the left side, or rolling that way. Got a block, throws sideline, catch made, 31-yard line, diving ahead to about the 35-yard line is Zarodnik. As he caught it in traffic over there, pretty good pickup that time for Linmar. As that one will go for a pickup of about 12. Third catch of the night for Will Zarodnik. Lions have moved Austin Hatfield in there to the center spot. Now it is 21-3 Hempstead. Third down and a yard coming up for Linmar to keep the possession alive. Orr is going to throw. Oh. Lobs the middle of the field. Overshot Williams. Incomplete. And Orr took a shot from guess who?
Oh, my. That's about the third time tonight that Trayvon has gotten through one of the A-gaps. And no sooner does Orr see him coming, let go of the ball in desperation, than he is planted flat on his back.
Stops the clock, 7:13 remaining in the third, and into the wind, Rouse going to have to punt for Linmar. Line of scrimmage, the 35, and Koski will come back for Kennedy. Good snap, and they'll get the punt away. Rugby-style kick, a low one, will take a line bounce inside the 35, inside the 30, and it will roll dead at about the 29-yard line. 36-yard punt. And 7:01 play here in the third quarter, and Kennedy with the big lead at 27-0.
Well, that last possession was nothing short of perfection for the rushing attack of offensive coordinator Kyle Knock and the Kennedy offense, but now they have to come back out after the emotion that was unleashed on Linmar and see if they can do that again. Linmar got to find a way to pack that box again, send some people into the gaps.
Well, it was 7-0, Jeff, and now it's 7-7. Here's a toss to Hendrick. Little shake and bake move and bulldog down by Bridger Aucut after a gain of about 12. They're getting Hendrick to the corner now.
Well, here's the sad part if you're a Linmar fan is that the front eight did a great job of coming up slamming in there to stop that rushing game, but Hendred saw that immediately, and when he bounces it to the outside, you better have somebody out there to set that edge and contain, because he's going to bounce it out and turn the corner.
Cam Jones tied in the left side, almost like another lineman out there. They'll run it with White, started right, kicked it back to the middle, cut it that way, and got about four. Tackle made, Cleo Gerrels Playing a little offense and defense this time for Linmar. Stops him at the 47 after a gain of four. Hendred last week against Jeff had 148. He's well on his way to that tonight with 143 yards and two touchdowns. Second down and six. They'll run it right side. White across the 50 into line territory, 45-yard line, and down to the Linmar 41. 12, make it 13. Oh, we'll keep it at 12, an even dozen there for Max White.
That was nicely blocked by the right side of the Kennedy offensive line, but Max White, the diminutive one, just finds a way to get through the cracks and the crevices, and he'll find a little seam, and he's past you before you know it. He's got great vision and quick feet.
First and 10, Cougars coming up on six to play here in the third. From the line 41, four-man front, turn, handoff, second back through, huge hole, Hendren. 35 down to the 30, and a first down down to the Linmar 29. And right now, the green shirts are just absolutely blowing up the Linmar defense.
Yeah, they're just leaning on Linmar, and they're pushing them back. It's kind of a wave mentality right now. They're all keeping their feet moving, which is another thing that they didn't do in the first half. They get the good initial surge, but then they didn't keep their feet moving and hit until the whistle. They're doing that here in this third quarter.
Another first down, this time at the 29-yard line. Shotgun snap, handoff, sweep. Hendren going to the left side, takes on a tackler. And Trey Martin brings down Hendren at about the 24 of Linmar for a pickup of six. Hendren well over 150 now. With 5:35 to play here in quarter three.
I don't think that this will happen, but I dare say if Hafner decided to pass, whoever he wanted to look to downfield would probably be wide open.
Kennedy has not thrown a pass in the second half, and why should they? Linmar's got nine in the box right now. Hand off White. He cuts to the outside. Great cutback. 20. White to the 15. Up the hash mark and down to the Linmar 12-yard line. For 12 more and another Lion first down.
Such good moves. He cuts on a dime. And his vision is outstanding. He knows he can look at the field and see angles, patterns of pursuit. I meant for a young man who's only a sophomore, Max White, he's the real deal.
Both these backs return next year for Kennedy. First and 10 in the red zone at the Lion 12-yard line. Shotgun snap. Hafner brought it down, got the handoff to White, corralled to the backfield and brought down. Bridger Aucut there along with Gabe Guerrero. That's going to be a loss all the way back to the 18-yard line.
Broken play because of the high snap and the shotgun. And really, White tried to make something out of nothing there and maybe would have just been better to just go down.
And a good thing Hafner is 6'5". He pulled that one down. Second down after the loss. Second down and 15. Split backs, handoff sweep. Hendren, blockers in front, trying to turn the corner. A stiff arm, and got taken down. Coming up, making a nice tackle was Drew Strotman after a pickup of about four.
Nice downfield block by Cam Jones there to allow that sweep to continue.
How about this? Utah State 31, Michigan State 30 with 2 minutes left. Wash is back on the board, 21-10. Alex Glover, a 60-yard touchdown run for the Warriors, but they need some more of that. Third down for the Cougars. They still have not converted a third down tonight. Two backs in the backfield. Off the fake, Hafner to the throw for the first time. Rolls, throws left. Cam Jones at the 7-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. Good open field tackle by Trey Martin there. So, I imagine Kennedy will go for it.
Yeah, the jumbo package is coming in here.
They're going to mark it at the 7-yard line.
Cade Parker checking into the backfield. They're going to get as much beef on this last play. They can get that first down at the four.
And
three and a half.
Ryan White's going to take a timeout. 3:39 to play third quarter. Kennedy 27, Linmar nothing. Back for the fourth down play in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM. And we'll be back after this here on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Fourth down for the Kennedy Cougars, and they're going to line up to go for it. The monster triple stack eye. Long count. Hafner to the third back. Hendrick, blockers in front. Angling right and close to a first down. I think he's got it, John.
Well, we're going to have to maybe throw it down to Jeff on this one.
Yep, Jeff, we'll put you on the spot here. Looks good up here. What do you see down there?
Yep, they moved him right away. So probably by about a half a football. So didn't even need to pull the chains out on that one.
And you knew that, right?
I had a pretty good inkling that it was a first down.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Cougars maintain the possession. They got a first and goal, 3:15 to play here in the third quarter. Hafner turns, hands it off to White. Stopped right in his tracks by Bridger Aucott. Right at the 3 yard line. So it'll be second down. And Michigan State has scored a touchdown to take a 38-31 lead.
Sparty is happy again.
Well, it's not over yet. Not sure how happy Sparty is giving up 31 to the Aggies of Utah State, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder, right?
Not what D'Antonio's defense usually gets you.
Second down and goal, wide side of the field to the left. Toss short side, Hendrick, blocker in front, dives. Did he get in? Touchdown, Kennedy. Touchdown. Third touchdown of the night for Caron Hendrick. And it's now 33-0, Kennedy.
Floodgates are opening now on Linmar as Kennedy is just flexing their muscles both offensively and defensively at this point.
So it'll be Svoboda to attempt the extra point. High snap brought down, and line drive kick is up and no good. And it remains 33-0. 2:29 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break, come back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
Sarsfield on the return of the kick at the 1 yard line and got it over the 25 and then taken out. Gang tackled at about the 28 yard line over on the far side there for the Linmar Lions.
We've got a final from Saints Field. 45-3.
After they were down 3-0.
After they started out, Decora must have gotten them a little upset right off the bat. Number one ranked Xavier and the defending 3A state champions.
Linmar here down 33-0, 2:20 to play here in quarter three. Four receivers, three to the right side. And we've got a timeout going to be taken here by Kennedy, as Cougars did not have the right personnel in there, it looked like.
Not sure they had 11 on the field.
Don't think they did. And that will leave the Cougars with one timeout remaining. Oh, the Colonel's game's done. Final home game, regular season home game of the year, John.
Celebratory fireworks going off. We have a perfect seat.
We have a wonderful vantage point for the fireworks here. Going off behind the big scoreboard in right center field for the
Folks
Cedar Rapids
in the west
Colonels.
Stands always enjoy this. And if you're in the east stands, everybody tries to rush up to the top row of bleachers because they want to see it too.
Kennedy timeout right there to get the personnel shored up as the Cougars got everybody squared away. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. One set back to the right of quarterback Marcus Orr. Now we've got a penalty. I think Kennedy jumped right there. Good hard count by the Linmar quarterback. Encroachment on the Cougars. And that will take them back 5 yards.
A little shifting of defensive personnel here by head coach and defensive coordinator for Kennedy, Brian White, as he has brought in a different nose tackle and moved Trayvon Bradley out to right end.
And he's got Conlon, the kicker and punter, Conlon Byers in there as a hybrid. He said he's a football player. If you recall back to our preseason talk. First and 5, and a blindside hit. Trevon Bradley, hello on Marcus Orr.
Just when you think you've got to worry about him coming up through one of the A-gaps, he comes off the outside and blindsides you from behind.
Loss of 8, sack 5 tonight for this Kennedy defense.
Okay, now I'm not trying to plant any seeds here, Scott, but could it be 2 weeks in a row that we have a defensive player as our player of the game? We don't do that very often, but
could happen.
It could happen.
Could happen. Trayvon Bradley.
A lot of game left yet.
Trayvon Bradley has been outstanding tonight. Second down at 12, back at the 25-yard line. Coming up on 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Handoff in the delay, and Hess is just snowed under. And in there for Kennedy, Luke Guido. Bradley again. Ethan Martin in there as well for the Cougars.
Now, at nose tackle, Ethan Martin gives you a totally different package. He just eats people up. He doesn't shoot through the gaps trying to make a tackle in the backfield. He just eats up the guards and the center in there.
Third down and a bunch. Under a minute to play, quarter number 3. Trips to the right side, strong side. Here comes a rush. Throw on the slant, too tall, incomplete. Tried to get it to Jaden Williams. And it'll be 3 and out for the Lions and a 4th down punt opportunity coming up. We're back at the Linmar 22-yard line.
Well, that's probably going to be the last possession of the third quarter for Linmar. They had 2 possessions here in the third quarter to go along with 8 in the first half.
Kennedy will drop twin safeties back to get the rugby-style kick. And coming up, trying to get it on a hop, was Koski. Muffed it. Ball loose at the 45-yard line.
Well, it's a scrum. It's a free-for-all.
Now who's got it? I think Kennedy retained possession, and they did. I think Koski got it or Max Hafner got it. One of them. And the punt went 23 yards. And with 44 seconds exactly to play here in the third, Kennedy will get it back up 33-0.
Never a good sign when the team that's behind is watching the fireworks out on the field. Linmar's going to have to get kind of their heads back together and get the task at hand here.
First down from the Linmar 46-yard line. Hand off Hendren on a little crossbuck action, and Trey Martin throws him down after a pickup of one. The Spartans did win 38-31. Could have one final play coming up if Kennedy elects to run it here in the third quarter. And the Cougar defense still has not allowed a score in 2018. Iowa City West shutting out Bendorf right now, 10-0. Everyone looking by the West High Trojans this year? Final play of the third coming up. Off the shotgun and a sweep, and Hendren has his legs taken out from under him nicely. Coming up to make the play for Linmar, Nagisa Carolyn, for a loss of about five. That's going to take us to the end of quarter number three. Through three, ninth-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy 33, and the Linmar Lions nothing. Back at the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Out on the golf course, there are the obvious hazards. There's the pond, the bunker, the rough, the even rougher.
Yeah, put me down for an eight.
The giant maples. The row of houses out of bounds on the right. The angry flock of geese who've surrounded your ball. Even the occasional groundskeeper you had no clue was there. But if you think you found every possible hazard out there, think again. The hazard you missed could actually be a killer. It's the spot on your skin, the one that could be skin cancer. Fact is, if you're a man over 50, you're in a group most likely to develop skin cancer, including melanoma, the kind that kills one person every hour. One in five Americans is likely to develop a form of skin cancer during their lifetime. That's why your best shot is to check for a spot. It's easy. Follow through and check your skin. It could be the save of a lifetime. Go to spotskincancer.org to find out how. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Fireworks are done, John. Over across the way at Vet Stadium. Very nice fireworks display, by the way. Here at Kennedy with their own fireworks, offensively and defensively. And the Cougars with a third down coming up. They're going to run this one out of the I formation. Hafner, short drop, rolls left, throws high, incomplete. And that will bring up a fourth down. We'll get the stats through three coming up for you here in a moment. And get you some scores as well. Hafner now 4 of 10 on the night for the Kennedy quarterback. And that's a three and out. Here's the punt. A wobbler and a fair catch called for by Williams at the 15-yard line. 34-yard punt there by Byers. And Linmar will get it back. He's trying to get something going here. And feel good about themselves going into the home opener next week.
Well, so far, in seven quarters of play, Kennedy has yielded 0 points. And people wondered why head coach Brian White wanted to go back and become the defensive coordinator again.
Yeah.
The man knows what he's doing, folks. And he's got players that will shut you down.
And doing so far through 2018. Lions with it. Moore stays in there. First down at the 16-yard line. They'll hand it off inside to Hess, and he got flattened. Coming up there to make the stop, Reese Monernock for Kennedy. 6'3", 200-pound senior linebacker. Maybe a gain of one. It has been tough sledding for Alex Hess tonight. 18 yards on 12 carries. Linmar as a whole is minus four rushing tonight.
Well, everything's been between the tackles, and that's just running into the teeth of their defense at Kennedy.
Kennedy, on the other hand, 250 total yards rushing tonight. Orr to throw, swings the pass out in the flat, incomplete. And it will be third down coming up.
Probably better that that little flare pass was not completed, as Jay Ostentorp was bearing down for a shellac of a hit.
The Kennedy defense only gave up 10 yards in that third quarter of play to Linmar. Right now, through three quarters, Kennedy 293 total yards to 151 for the Linmar Lions. Third and nine for Linmar. Orr in the pistol. Low snap here is at delayed draw. Angling left side, Hess, penalty flag down, and so is Hess. Short of the first down. Got about three out of it to the 20-yard line. As Cam Jones playing a little defense came up to make the stop. See what the penalty is about here.
It's going to be a hold.
Brian White going over the options with the officiating crew here. I think they're going to go ahead and decline it, and they will. Keep in mind that Brian White, Paul James, Kyle Knock, a lot of folks on the same staff for many years over in Cedar Rapids, Washington. Three and out for Linmar, and they'll have to punt it away. Line of scrimmage will be the 20-yard line. Down 33 to nothing. A one hopper back to Rouse and gets the rugby style kick away. With the wind and over end, Cougars will let it go. A huge Linmar bounce. Inside the 30, inside the 20, still rolling down to the 17-yard line. That will be a 62-yard punt.
Scott, they're in the fourth quarter at Drake Stadium, and West Des Moines Valley is continuing to hold a 17-6 lead over number one Dowling Catholic.
Who's going to win the rematch? Washington falling to Hempstead right now at the end of three, 28-10.
I dare say it's been a while since Washington's lost to Hempstead.
First down at the 17-yard line. Hafner on the handoff. This is Max White. Off right. Cut it back to the middle. Across the 20 into the 24-yard line. As White has 84 yards now on the night. Coach O'Connor, bring you some food up? He's carrying food back there for you. Second down and four. High formation for Kennedy. Hafner turns, hands it to White. Kicks it to the outside, a little stop and go move, and ushered out of bounds after a pickup of a yard.
Max White on carry.
Holy cow! You know, we can't eat when we're broadcasting. It'll keep, right? All right, very good. Third down coming up here for the Cougars. My goodness gracious. Look what Santa O'Connor brought, huh? All kinds of stuff. It's not even our birthday yet. Here is a little cross buck, handoff Koski, and he got about a yard. Going to be short of the first down, though, for Kennedy. And Kennedy will go three and out, and Brian White doesn't want to make this look worse than it is against Paul James.
Well, absolutely not. And he's also got a whole lot of players on this team that have earned the right to get in there and play once you get a nice, healthy lead like this, too. So he's going to work with his depth a little bit.
Kennedy getting ready to punt, and the punt is muffed. The snapback and the tackle made by Preston Thomas, and Linmar is going to get good field position at the Kennedy 24-yard line.
Yeah, the goose egg is in jeopardy here. Colin Byers just had a snap off to his right that was low, got his hands on it, but then the only way he could try and make any yardage out of it was to go to his left, and the Lions ran that down.
Did not work. So Lindmar will have their best field position of the night coming up. As Lindmar will have it at the Kennedy 24-yard line. Well, that got Brian White's blood pressure up a little bit more. Trying to keep this shutout string going. And penalty flags down, and Oren, a busted play, is going to go down. Going to be a loss of a couple if they keep the play. But Lindmar had an illegal shift there. At least. Cougars will accept the penalty. That's the fifth on the Lions. Lindmar, a rarity. Lions had to play their first two on the road.
Yeah, they're kind of the road warriors this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Got to go to Davenport, Muscatine, and Pleasant Valley.
By the way, good news from Muscatine. Third quarter, Jefferson 14, Muscatine 7. A young Muskie team. First and 15 back at the 29 of Kennedy. Down 33-0 off the fake. Orr got a good kickout block. Throws in the flat and incomplete. Tried to get it to a rolling Jaden Williams at about the Cougar 18-yard line.
And again, Orr right on the money with the pass. But this has got to be driving Adrian Arrington crazy that the receiver's trying to catch the ball against his pads. Adrian Arrington was the master of putting his hands out, making the O, and catching it with his hands. And I'll guarantee you, every night in practice, they're working on that skill.
Absolutely. Second and 15.
They're going to watch the tape on that, and Adrian is going to be beside himself.
Marcus Orr, 13 of 28, 155 yards and one pick. Off the fake to Sarsfield. Throws the middle of the field. Tipped again, almost intercepted. Couple of Cougars converged on it. Michael Gallagher, one of them, along with Luke Guido. Dropping that hybrid over there for Kennedy.
Ball thrown right into double coverage there. Very fortunate Lindmar still has possession.
And it'll be third down. Great to see Dallas Jacobus a little bit earlier tonight on the Kennedy sideline. The former Cougar, now Iowa Hawkeye. Gained a few pounds since his Cougar days.
I'll bet his motor still runs.
Third down. There's that delayed draw. Sidestepping is Hess coming to the right side. And he's bulldogged down inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line after a pickup of 10 by Klett. And it'll bring up a fourth down for Lindmar. No need to go for a field goal. Down 33-0. Just roll the dice. Try to get this goose egg off the board. Fourth and five in the Cougar red zone. 8:15 to play here in the ball game. Kennedy five-man front. Orr to throw. Hit as he throws. Throws left side of the end zone. Going for Zerod. Nick broken up. Incomplete. Koski there right at the end. Made a nice play.
Swapping a little paint down there. Pushing and shoving, but no call by the official.
They let him go. They were pushing and shoving down there, Jeff. We'll go down to Jeff. He had a good vantage point of that one on the near sideline. And they were trade paint a little bit, weren't they?
Hey, Rubbin's racing, right?
Absolutely.
You know what? That was actually a really good pass there. And for the Kennedy defense, the shutout continues. But that was as close as it came right there. That was in the hands. And for a 6'6" receiver to have to go down and pick one up around his ankles is tough.
All right, Jeff, thanks. On first down, here's White going short side, 20, spinning. Gets to the 25 before he's tossed back. And White will go for about five as we're under eight to play. Kennedy will go to 2-0 and getting ready to go to Valley next week. Talk to Kennedy AD Aaron Stecker before the game. And he said, we're talking about Valley next week. Two-fold reason to play West Des Moines Valley.
Said, RPI?
Well, 3-4. That's one. Said, hey, to win something, you're going to have to beat one of those West Des Moines teams. So you might as well get a feel of what it's like to go and play them.
And everybody in Eastern Iowa wants them to win.
Toss to Koski, trying to get to the corner and strung out nicely by Lindmar. Koski got away. and then got flattened by Cleo Garrels. Going to be a loss of about three for Koski.
And the other reason?
Well, they said RPI, go over and play them, see what it's like, have them help out. And I'm trying to think of that third reason while I waste time here. As we're going to have a stoppage of play. Garrels a little slow getting up.
Well, you're much more closely associated with the poll because you vote in it. But I'm going to guess that number two, Johnston, should move up to number one. Or is that a false assumption?
No, I don't think so. We'll see.
When's the last time Johnston was rated number one?
I don't think they've ever been number one.
I'll bet they haven't.
Never. Now it's Hempstead, 35-10 over Washington.
Oh, my. Floodgates are opening.
And Garrels having his right knee examined right now. I believe that is the case with the training staff down there. Jeff is about 8 yards away, and Garrels getting up. Jeff, did you see anything there on that Garrels injury that you picked up?
No, I think he just kind of got rolled up in that play that just kept going. And he's walking off the field under his own power, so maybe just tweak something a little bit. But that right knee is all. He's got a big old brace on there, so it could have been one of those things where it's just a little bit more precautionary.
All right. Also said that, you know what? Go over to West Des Moines Valley, and just to show, hey, why not? Why not? You get this opportunity, why not take advantage of it? And that's what they're thinking, heading to West Des Moines on the bus next week. Third and seven for Kennedy. Louis Irvin's in there at quarterback, John. He throws the out. It's caught. The senior backup.
He's one for one on the season.
Yeah, got it out there in the flat to Isaac Scott, who made the catch.
But going back to that Kennedy matchup with Valley next week, now that you've heard that they're probably going to take care of business against number one Dowling, you got to like hearing that going down there, don't you? Maybe you catch them a little bit the hangover after the big win?
Absolutely. Best time to take on a team is after they play their rival. Going to be fourth and one with 6:15 clock rolling here in the ball game. 33-0, ninth-rated Kennedy leading Linmar here at Kingston. Myers gets it away into the big wind, end over end, low kick, and will take a bounce. A little bit of a bounce for the Cougars, and Fluhop will touch it up at about the 37-yard line. He's had a nice night, too, on special teams. 35-yard punt. And 6:01 to play here in the ballgame.
Speaking of potential number one, Johnston, they just finished up their game with Ankeny. And a nail-biter for Johnston. They come away, though, with the win. 14-9 is the final score.
A little closer than a lot of folks thought it would be.
Well, I think Ankeny's got a pretty good team, as probably Centennial as well.
Yeah, Centennial's got a really good bunch. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. And back to the I formation for Linmar. For the first time tonight, a handoff and popped was Tanner Frank in the backfield. Kennedy's got backups in. Linmar's got backups in. And this has suddenly turned into tomorrow morning's 9 o'clock JV game.
Number 65, Colton Loveland, just met the handoff in the backfield and smothered that.
Linmar right now, rushing, has plus 8 in the ballgame. Zorodnik stays in there, the 6'6 receiver coming to the near side. Kennedy just going to stay in that base look right now. Long count, second down and 13, counter give. Nope, they ended up the middle. And busting through for a good gain that time was Preston Thomas, the backup fullback.
Nice little quick hitter, got right past the linebackers wearing green, and that's not going to make Brian White very happy.
Second first down of the second half for Linmar. Thomas, now Dan Coughlin was slated to be the starting linebacker and starting fullback for Linmar. So basically, you've almost taken half of Paul James's playbook away. That's why he's gone to the spread look all night tonight. Penalty flag down. This is going to go against Kennedy. A free play. Or rolls, throws. Caught. Over the shoulder grab at the 40 and up the far sideline to about the 30-yard line. And the pass complete to the tight end, Luke Holmes. And should hold up, shouldn't it?
Well, we've got some deliberation going on here by the officials, but I'm going to tell you, Orr's passes have been on the money more often than not tonight. He throws a nice ball, and he can do it from a set position, he can do it from rollout, and he can do it from sprint out.
They're going to pick up that flag. So it'll be a Linmar first down, their 12th of the night. Trying to avoid the shutout here. Lions go back home for the opener at home at Linmar Stadium next week. We'll be there on Friday night to take on Jefferson, and the Jayhawks are up on Muscatine right now, 14-7. Kennedy goes to West Des Moines Valley next week. First down and 10 at the Cougar 30-yard line. They'll toss it right side to Frank. Surrounded in the backfield, did get ahead for a couple before he was wrestled down over that far side by 82, Tyler Durling on the stop. A lot of new faces and numbers in there right now for the Cougar defense. Coach Fredrickson looking around the sideline, seeing if everybody's in. Same with Dave Ernst. We've got under 4 minutes to play here in the ball game. Well, the post game, we'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. The junior to throw. Orr rolling to the left side. Guns and ears sideline incomplete to Rouse. Linmar, good pass.
Linmar's gone back to their I formation with a fullback now.
Yep.
They've completely abandoned the spread formation.
Third down coming up. So next week, our pair of games on Friday night. The FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM, will get the big 3A non-district affair. Solon hosting Marion down at Solon at Spartan Stadium next Friday night. Marion just falling to West Delaware tonight, 25-21, led most of the game.
Led the whole game. Let it slip away in the end.
And the Indians will now go down to Solon to take on the Spartans next week. Third down and 9. Orr being chased. Rolling to the left side in trouble. Penalty flag down. Sacked. Another penalty flag down. Cody Fluhopped. He wants to play some defense as well as some special teams.
I believe these are going to be holds and should be declined.
I think there are two separate penalties here. Well, Randy Krejci is seeing a wild one at John Wall.
What's that at now?
After three, Prairie 42, PV 35.
Oh, my. Nobody's defense showed up tonight.
Officials talking things over here. And see what we got. Going to be a hold on Linmar. And a dead ball on Kennedy. Now, they do not cancel out anymore, I believe. They both have to be administered.
Well, if they march them both off, that should take it back to about the 30-yard line.
Or well, thereabouts. One's 10, one's 15. So
but it better be from the flag.
Holding penalty is being tacked off right now, and official will put it at the 46-yard line. He'll do an about-face.
Now he'll go back 15 the other way.
You're right. Back to the 31. Well, I never should doubt you.
I knew it'd be close, but
should never, ever doubt you. 42-10. Hempstead now leading the Warriors.
Boy, everything must have just fallen apart, and that's... Let me tell you what shocks me about that is when we watched Washington play last week.
Let's talk about it after the timeout.
Okay, we'll take a timeout.
Timeout going to be taken here by the Cougars. 3:38 to play in the ball game. 33-0 Kennedy. Back in a minute here at KGYM.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You might be surprised to learn who has Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Nearly 1 in 200 Americans are suffering with a debilitating pain and constant disruption of these inflammatory bowel diseases, or IBD. Chances are you know someone with IBD. For example, your neighbor or coworker. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation was created to help patients cope and to find a cure. People with IBD can't wait. Won't you help someone you know? Visit www.escapethestall.com today.
We are back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Bob Brooks Press Box. Ninth-rated Kennedy on top, 33-0, and Lindmar with a 3rd and 11. From the left hash, Kennedy, 32-yard line, or deep drop, off play action. Rolls to the right side, being chased, throws deep downfield. Zarodnik out there, off his hand, incomplete.
Another catchable ball, and this one in stride in the end zone, a sure touchdown.
Colton Hunch on defense there for Kennedy. And it'll be fourth down. Tough catch, but one that could have been made.
That was another catchable ball. And Mr. Orr has had a remarkable night tonight. His receivers just not helping him out.
Fourth down and 11. Lions will go for it. Lindmar tonight, 4 of 17 on third downs.
Well, and if they're going to get on the board, they have to do it. They've got to get a first down on this play, or that's probably not going to happen.
Now we're going to get a Lion timeout. We'll have the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard coming your way at the conclusion of the contest here tonight. Jeff Downing in the studio with all of the scores. And there have been some crazy ones tonight.
Boy, some of these games have had a lot of points scored, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Prairie and Pleasant Valley. You knew Pleasant Valley wasn't going to let that loss to Bettendorf last week, their rival, stick in their craw too long. And they were going to come out smoking tonight, and they have. Kennedy up 33-0. They've scored defensively tonight for the second straight week. Defense has been terrific. The running game got going in the second half after, I believe, the Cougar line was challenged a little bit.
I think their manhood was challenged is what I think. And they came back out and they proved their coaches were right.
So fourth down for Lindmar. Fourth and 11. They're going to run it out of the eye here. Going to run Holmes to tight end right side. Orr to throw. Deep drop setting up the screen. Hess caught it. 35, 30. Up the numbers. 25, 20. Bust through. 15, 10. And brought down out of bounds with a first and goal at the 5-yard line.
A Paul James staple that he pulls out of his bag of tricks. What a perfect play call for that situation.
Hess goes for 31 yards. And a first down and goal coming up for Lindmar.
And Brian White is saying, I knew that that play was coming.
First and goal just outside the 5. Clock stop, 3:19 to play. Thomas, fullback. Hess tailed the tandem in the eye. He'll get it on the toss sweep. Going to the right side. Cuts back to the goal line. Did he get in? Not yet. They're going to say just inside the 1-yard line. And it will bring up a second down and goal as we hit 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Well, Brian White going to stick with those second and third team guys, though. See if they can make a stop. Orr is pretty big guy. See if he takes it on the sneak. Nope, going to hand it off. Hess left side, and he tumbles in for the score. Touchdown, Lindmar. Streak is over for the Kennedy defense as Hess gets the touchdown from a yard out. And the Lions on the board, it's 33-6. and Linmar. Something to feel good going into the Jeff game next week.
Kind of interesting that, and of course the second team defense is in there for Kennedy right now, but it's kind of interesting that Paul James goes away from his spread, goes back to his old regular eye, and they find a way to score.
Swinging gate coming out. Austin Brenning to try and attack on the extra point. Left-footed kicker for Linmar. Good snap. Placed down and plenty of distance. It is up and good. Our new score with 2:40 to play in the ball game is Kennedy 33 and Linmar 7. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Sunbelt, and more. For just $4.99 a month, stream your favorite college football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, and more. Start your free 7-day trial of ESPN Plus today. Then it's only $4.99 a month. Sign up on
ESPN Radio is taking over ESPN News. You can now watch your favorite radio shows all in one place. From Golic and Wingo.
Oh, yeah.
To the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz.
All right, I'm available every day. Thanks.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I just don't understand this guy.
To the Will Cain Show.
It's my job to tell the truth.
From morning to night, the best of ESPN Radio is now available on ESPN News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the coffee.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder. At the U.S. Open, Serena Williams defeats her sister Venus in straight sets to advance to the fourth round. Other winners include...
John. There's a kick, and it's going to go over Henrit's head, and it goes into the end zone. And it bounced off the crossbar.
And Henrit tries to pick it up and run it. That's the funny part.
Can't do that. You can't do that in any Canada, United States, doesn't matter. So it'll be first down at the 20-yard line.
Can you in the Arena League?
That I don't know.
You might be able to, but I'm not going to bet on it.
That I don't know. Louis Irvin was quarterbacking. Let's see if the senior is still out there for the Cougars. And he is. Louis Irvin III,
right.
I should say. High formation for Kennedy on this first down play. And they'll hand it off up the middle and... pretty good gain across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Taking it there for Kennedy on that run was Ronald Gavin Black, 5'8", 148-pound junior.
Louis Irvin I was a longtime neighbor across the street from mine.
Oh, really?
And a better guy you will not meet.
All right. Second down and three after the gain of seven. They'll give it out to Gavin Black, trying to get the corner. Angling left and will stay in bounds after a gain of about a yard.
Well done, young man.
Thank you. So we're under 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. Well, it will be a Herculean task next week for Kennedy. Make no bones about it. In Valley and Dowling have been pretty much 4A football over the last 5-6 years.
But nothing to lose.
Muscatine has scored. It's now 14-14 late in the third. Third and one. Inside trap and busting through for a first down to the 35-yard line, Colton Hinch. Hinnish, 5'6", 145-pounder. He'll move the sticks for a Kennedy first down. First third down conversion tonight for Kennedy.
Which, if you're just joining us, you may find odd because the Cougars are up 33-7 over Linmar.
But sometimes stats don't tell the entire story. It was an even game stat-wise through the first half. Kennedy led at 20-0 as Gavin Black stood up and then pushed back after a gain of about a yard on first down. But then Kennedy came out and established things in that third quarter. We're under a minute to play.
Yeah, I think we'll look back at this game and say whatever was said in that Kennedy locker room at halftime should be bottled up and sold as a magic elixir.
As Cougars will have one more here. They'll go into victory formation as Louis Irvin will take the snap and go down to a knee, and that should do it for Kennedy, as the Cougars will go to 2-0, remain unbeaten. As Kennedy, ninth rated in 4A in the Gazette KGYM poll, win it over Lindmar by a score of 33-7. We'll take a two-minute break and come back to Kingston with the postgame show after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Drop the sunscreen and step away from the grill. Dell's Labor Day sale is here with massive deals. Score huge deals on some of the newest computers with Intel Core processors, or step up your tech with the latest gaming systems, plus a wide selection of thousands of top brand electronics and accessories, all with free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Labor Day. Don't miss this summer savings finale. Call 800-BUY-DELL for huge Labor Day deals.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health?
Crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. There'll be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Tax extra.
Napa Know-How.
Peak Long Life Antifreeze is just $8.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate. It keeps your engine the right temperature, no matter how hot or cold it gets, so you can be ready for whatever crazy cold, crazy hot, or crazy whatever weather fall has in store. That's Peak Antifreeze, just $8.99 plus $5 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Back with you here in Kingston Stadium as the Kennedy Cougars get the victory tonight, 33-7 over the Lindmar Lions. And with the victorious head coach, let's go down to Jeff Moss with Brian White.
All right, Coach, 2-0 to start the season here. Talk about the second half. At halftime, you said offensive linemen have got to get it going. When that second half started, you got that first possession, it was like a green wave of linemen out there.
Right, we challenged them a little bit at halftime and said, first of all, Lindmar's going to give you their best shot when we come out of the locker room. And we said, O-line, this is your time. You know, this is your time to step up and shine. And we wanted to give K-Ron and Max the ball as much as possible. And if we didn't have to throw it, we weren't going to. And the O-line took over. Our size took over a little bit second half.
Talk about K-Ron. He had 3 touchdowns tonight, over 150 yards rushing. Last year as a sophomore, no doubt about the speed, but, you know, a sophomore playing varsity is tough. He has grown up and faster and stronger in just 1 year.
Yeah, it's confidence. He's a confident football player right now, and with him we talk about you can either be the hammer or the nail, and he's decided he's going to be the hammer, and he's finishing runs like he didn't last year, and of course the speed is always there, so you get in the open field and he's dangerous.
Shutout is gone, but that's okay. That's how high school football works. But again, your defense all night long, making plays, especially that big play at the end of the first half, a 14-point swing.
Yeah, and anytime your defense can, you know, put pressure on the quarterback, it's going to make it tough. You know, the style of defense we play, we're going to give up some pass plays, but we're going to hammer the quarterback. And we got back there quite a bit tonight.
Cougars are 2-0. You'll travel to Des Moines next week and take on another 2-0 football team, and that's the West Des Moines Valley Tigers as they defeated their arch rival Dowling tonight. So long drive over there, but a great opportunity.
How exciting for our program to get to go out to the west side and play one of the dynasties of Iowa high school football. It's exciting, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Coach, great luck next week. Great win tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian White, the head coach of the Cougars. There's no doubt about it. They are very, very excited. Their opportunity to head to West Des Moines Valley Stadium next Friday night.
All right, Jeff, thank you for a great night's work done on the sidelines as the Cougars get the victory in this one tonight by a score of 33-7. We'll have the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. That'll be coming your way here as soon as we are wrapping things up from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium. All the scores from Eastern Iowa, along with reports and more coming up. And Kennedy, that was Cougar football in the second half. That was the trademark Kennedy football team.
Well, they didn't really have their identity figured out in the first half. I think they tried to do some things that they thought could diversify their offense a little bit, but then they found out that probably wasn't going to be the recipe they needed to do what they wanted to get done against Linmar tonight. So they just came back out, and they got the road grader in effect, and everything took its due course after that. But the defense never failed. They were in that backfield all night long, just causing all kinds of problems, and made life very tough for Linmar tonight.
Yeah, they did. And the scoring in this game went like this for Kennedy. They had a 20-0 lead at halftime. The Cougars scoring first on the big play, Caron Hendred. 67 yards, one play, 67 yards, 9 seconds. Put Kennedy on top, 7-0 after the Stevens-Faboda extra point. Cougars then got a Linmar fumble, could not take advantage, missed a 30-yard field goal, but then went up 13-0 on a fourth down play. Max White out of the Wildcat took it in from 12 yards out. Extra point was no good, into the win. And that made it 13-0. 20-0 at halftime, and that big play, the biggest play of the ball game. Linmar was driving.
Yep.
Down 13-0, about to the Kennedy red zone. And the Cougars came up with a big strip sack, and the ball jumped up into the hands of Max White. He took it back 70 yards for the touchdown, and that made the score 20-0 in the halftime break. And then the Kennedy offensive line just took over from there. Caron Hendred, 15-yard run, made it 27-0. Hendred from 3 yards out made it 33-0 before Linmar got that touchdown with 2:40 left in the ballgame as Alex Hess took it in from 1 yard out. And that made the final score 33-7 here in the ballgame tonight. And the finals starting to roll in here. And again, man alive, Hempstead 49-10. That final score in the ball game up at Dalzell Field. And that is just that, not a shocker Hempstead won, just a shocker how they won against the Washington Warriors.
Yeah, the thing that baffles me the most about that is that when we saw Washington in week one take it on the chin, they stuck together as a team and they played as brothers did, even in defeat. And so for them to go up and that margin of victory, that really, really surprises me.
So we'll see how the Warriors will bounce back coming up next week. Final numbers in this one. Total yardage in the ballgame. 318 yards in the ballgame for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to 237 for Linmar. For Kennedy, they did most of their damage on the ground as per usual. 275 yards running for Kennedy. They had 235 last week, so they upped the ante just a little bit tonight. Not two 100-yard rushers in the ball game, but real close. Caron Hendred, 17 carries, 168 yards. Hendred goes for the hat trick tonight as he gets 3 touchdowns. The sophomore, Hendred only a junior, by the way, the sophomore, Max White, 16 carries, 90 yards. He had 1 touchdown offensively, 1 touchdown defensively tonight. Gavin Black, 3 carries for 9 yards. Koski, 3 carries for 3 yards in the ballgame. Hinnish carried it one time for 7 yards for Kennedy. Through the air, quarterback Charlie Hafner tonight, 4 of 10 for 43 yards. Check that, 5 of 10 for 43 yards. No, it was 4 for 10 because Irvin threw the last pass.
That's
Louis
right.
Irvin was 1 for 1 for 6 yards tonight. Hafner was 4 out of 10 in the ballgame. And he threw it for 37 yards tonight, and Irvin 1 for 1 for 6 yards in the ball game. Kennedy with 14 first downs, penalized 6 times in the ball game for a total of 65 yards, 5 big sacks in the ball game, and no turnovers for the Cougars. For Linmar tonight, 237 total yards, 207 through the air, 30 on the ground. Alex Hess, 16 carries, 36 yards, and that one touchdown. Thomas carried it one time for 15, but they had sacks and losses for minus 21 tonight. Through the air, Marcus Orr. Tell you what, numbers don't look good. He was 14 of 31 with a lot of catchable balls last week. Tonight, 15 of 34 for 207 yards and one interception. Zrodnik caught three. Williams caught four. Sarsfield caught three tonight. Holmes caught one. Rouse caught two. And Hess caught one for Linmar. On the night for the Lions, they ended up with 13 first downs, six penalty flags tonight for 45 yards, one sack, three turnovers led to 14 Kennedy points tonight. Also, in the ball game for Linmar, 5 of 17 on third down conversions, while Kennedy was 1 for 11. Cougars, though, 2 out of 2, including a touchdown on fourth down, while Linmar was 0 for 3 on fourth down tries. Lions actually won the time of possession battle, 24 minutes and 31 seconds to 23-29, so it was almost 50-50 in the ball game tonight between these two rivals as Kennedy wins the 25th meeting between the Cougars and the Lions. They now go up 14-11 in the series, and Kennedy has now won four in a row after Linmar won four in a row as the Cougars win it 33-7. But better second half tonight for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Well, they really listened to their coaches, whatever was said in that halftime locker room. It made them come out, at least on the offensive line, and just show some things that they didn't in the first half anyway. And they're going to need that for a full 48 minutes when they go down to West Des Moines next week, because that's going to be one very, very good team that they're going to play. Linmar, they need to get in the study room, and they need to look at this game film and learn from it. Their quarterback, Orr, consistently did his job tonight. The receivers did not, and that's fixable. But they've got to listen to their receivers coach, Adrian Arrington, and they've got to, plain and simple, Scott, start catching the ball with their hands. There's so many things that they need to do fundamentally that they're not doing right now, and those are all fixable things. It's a young Linmar team. They're going to grow. They can get better in a hurry next week because Cedar Rapids Jefferson is their next opponent, and that is definitely a winnable game on their part.
Should be a very interesting game next week between the Jayhawks and the Lions.
I think it'll be very competitive, and I think whichever team comes out the hungrier is the one that'll probably take that home, but it should be a very nice game.
Yep, and we'll have that for you next Friday night right here on KGYM. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Beats and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. Who wouldn't want a taco pizza on the way home tonight at Happy Joe's? Just stop on by one of their metro locations or Eastern Iowa locations. Thank them very much for bringing you high school football tonight here on KGYM Radio. We're going to go 2 weeks in a row, defense. I think we almost,
we can.
Tell you what.
There's a lot of nominees tonight, Scott. Let's put it that way first.
Let's go one offense, one defense.
I think there was one both on offense and defense. Offensively, Caron Hendred.
Absolutely.
Just ran lights out tonight. He ran hard. He ran smart. My goodness, just shy of 200 yards. Three touchdowns, my goodness. Very difficult not to give him some kudos tonight.
And he ran hard.
He did run hard. But he ran smart, too. When he looked at what the field offered him, when he looked at what his blockers did for him, he made all the right choices in terms of reading those blocks and bouncing it to the outside when everything was bottled up inside. It was a smart but also a hard running game by Caron Hendred tonight, and I think he's got to get for sure the offensive MVP honors. Defensively, I don't know. How many times tonight did we call Trayvon's name?
I think you got to go Trayvon Bradley.
Yeah, they moved him all over, too, which I thought was kind of unique. He didn't just come from that nose tackle position tonight. They moved him out to defensive end, and then all of a sudden he's coming in from the outside instead of the inside and just caused havoc all night long in the backfield of Linmar.
As the win goes to Kennedy tonight, 33-7. Congratulations. They'll split the vote tonight, Caron Hendred and Trayvon Bradley, as they are your Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor players of the game. 29-0 Clear Creek Comana in our South game tonight as they beat Fairfield. That one down at Tiffin. I tell you what, Coach Baker has got a good team down at Clear Creek led by Trevor Bowlers. And everybody after that young man to play some college football in a few years. He's got a couple of high school years left.
Well, you're looking at a school district that's just busting at the seams. I mean, they've got so many quality kids down there in that Johnson County area that you knew their team was going to – they've been good for a while. Let's not candy coat that at all, but, boy, they are an up-and-coming team.
Absolutely. You got the win to go to 2-0 tonight. That score, all the rest of the scores coming up with Jeff Downing and the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard as soon as we wrap things up here in a moment through midnight tonight right here in all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM KGYM. Coach's Corner coming your way tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk some Linmar boys golf with Chris James. And maybe some golf tips as well, since he is the four-time City Am golf champion, including this year. And then also we will talk with Kennedy football coach Brian White coming up tomorrow morning after this 33-7 victory for his Cougars tonight over the Linmar Lions. Our Before the Boom pregame show tomorrow at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, 2 hours prior to Iowa and Northern Illinois at Kinnick Stadium. We will have for you as well tomorrow afternoon on KGYM. The game between Washington and Auburn, 5 o'clock, 1600 a.m., Iowa State and South Dakota State from Ames. And then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM, it will be UNI in action. The Panthers will take on Montana out in Missoula. Next Friday night, week 3, no Thursday night game next week. And we will be out at Linmar Stadium, the home opener for these Lions. See if they bounce back. They will take on Jefferson, who is tied with Muscatine right now in the fourth quarter at 14. And that will be on 1600 AM only. And now I see Muscatine, fourth quarter, has taken a lead, 17-14, over the Jefferson Jayhawks. So we'll see how that plays out. And we'll have Linmar and Jeff next Friday night. 107.5, 106.3 FM. 3A non-district battle down at Spartan Stadium in Solon. It'll be Solon taking on Marion. So looking forward to bringing you those games next Friday right here on KGYM. John, have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll see you next Friday on the north side of Marion.
Another good call, Scott. Always a pleasure.
All right. It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to everybody out here at Kingston. Big thanks to Alex, Destiny, everybody back in the studio, Jeff Downing as well. Thanks to all the sports-minded boosters that bring you high school football right here on KGYM. For Jeff Moss, for John Hagerty, I'm Scott Unesh. Thanking you for listening, saying so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium. Final score tonight, it was number 9, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 33, and the Linmar Lions, 7. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. Stay tuned. The Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up next.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay?